Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. Two very special guests, the horniest wingers Celtic have ever had, Paul Slane and Aidan McGee. How are we doing, lads? All right?
Mate, I'm shite myself.
Very good, thanks.
Because Big Kev phoned me a few weeks ago and said, listen, he met Aidan, and was it a golf?
I met Kelvin Grove Park, a golf day, man. No. I met at Kelvin Grove Skate Park with the kids.
You said you were going to game me, didn't you?
I've been panicking, mate.
Was Kev, did Kev have the rollerblades on?
No, it was his kids. Have you seen his wee boy, mate? He's about 8 foot tall.
He's like
12.
Yeah.
No, it was like, how many kids? And my kids love the skate park, so we took them there and I was chatting to them.
Aye, you said you've got to go for me, didn't you?
I said. Hey, Denham. No, you know what I was going to say?
Denham's £2.
Hey. No, what I was going to say is, it's amazing like how, like the confidence you've got now. Because I remember you as a lad at Celtic.
Aye.
And you were shadow.
What was he like? I'll say a wee bit first. The first time I met Aidan, right? I went into the physio room, mate.
This is going to be the same story.
No, but do you remember when there was, see the physio beds, they have the hole, the tap to put your head back the way to lie up. I put my head right in the hole. See, so I couldn't need to talk to anybody. Do you know what I mean, Si? So see bed, do you remember me lying like that?
Why did you not want to talk to anyone?
So it was like, just see, there was like four beds in the physio room, three were all sitting up on it, and then the last one was me, my face, mate, in the fucking front plank, winter. But I'm so, mate, I don't know what it was, but I don't, I said
what,
to
were you dry riding the physio bed?
Aye, and wee Tim was underneath and all, Tim was
Tiger, what a guy.
What'd you call that, what do they call that now, the milking bed, innit? Not on top of it, don't you?
So, can you remember, was that the first time you met in the physio room?
Aye, so that's what I was going to say.
I've got one
recollection of you at Celtic. It was like...
I was going to say we're tight, I know. It's like...
Like, honestly, you're never with the first team, were you?
Sometimes.
No, but when I was there, though, you were
not
with the
first team. No, I know when you
were, nah. I left in 2010.
Yeah.
You're the jobbies?
No, he would have been resis. You were like signed in resis, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were resis at the start, weren't you?
I hate this.
No, but it's nothing bad, but I remember going in and I was in, it was like the summer, because I'd done my knee the last game of the season. That week, Tim gave it that one. Oh, come in for an extra week and get treatment and that. And I came in and you were there.
I remember that.
Were just like lying on the bed.
Face
and I was like, how are you getting on that? You're like, mate, honestly, man, they should just release me. No, mate, they should release me. And I was like,
6 months, I think. Yeah. But how bad is that, eh? But new, mate,
I was trying to G you up, though, going like that. Nah, mate, listen, man, Celtic signed you, mate. You must be a good player. And you're like, mate, I'm wasting everybody's time, my own time, their time. That was it.
But I was saying to Si, mate, it's mental. Some days I wake up, I was telling you this all day, right?
This is mental.
This is bizarre, right? So for a young boy, maybe 8 year old, whatever way I woke up, some days I woke up feeling confident, and that's the way I would be on the pitch. But see, if I woke up and felt a wee bit like nervous or whatever, that's what I would become as a player. So I used to always think, right,
You're nervous now, aren't you?
There's two beautiful women there.
Bipolar on the football pitch.
Absolutely. Honestly, let's move on for me. Honestly, let's go on.
But mate, you said to me that some days you wake up and you forget how to talk.
Aye, seriously, mate. Sometimes like, I just kind of get the word. I'm fighting my head to get the words out. It's unbelievable. Sometimes I fight my
quite
pants.
Quite deep,
isn't it? It is, isn't it?
Let's move on with this.
But no, listen, that was the way you were. But then when I seen you started doing this. I was like, mate, the confidence that guy's got now is unbelievable.
Amazing. I'm looking good, aren't I?
Aye, compared tremendous.
To then. How was I looking back then?
It's the exact same bit. Spotted. No, actually, mate, I've jumped on that bat. That's shocking for me.
So when did you
meet? Shocking. I feel bad for that.
When did we first meet?
We used to the same age.
Strippers, wasn't it? Probably.
I remember you were like a couple of years younger than me, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you were like always playing above yourself, and people would say, "Oh, Ferry, wee guy Ferry coming through." Honestly, he's the next one to come through.
Fucked it.
I would imagine you used to clashed it first on the track.
No, I never. I just used to pass him the bomb. No.
So were you 2 years younger?
Nah, 2 years younger.
And he was playing like above himself though.
And see, when you seen him first, you're like, "This guy's a player."
He was, aye.
What happened to him, mate?
Fucked it, man.
Pure fit as well, weren't you? Unbelievable, man, the bleep test and that. 3 lines, mine. Pure fit. You're fittest guy ever.
This isn't a goat, you're right, but did you look quite dirty back then? Sometimes I looked at old pictures and your hair looked quite scruffy.
I know, I don't know what was
your balance looks slick now, innit? Like, you've got it. Before, you used to be like fluffy and that, didn't it?
You remind me of a big chipper sometimes.
who's chipper?
Mate, the best bit was
Brian Rice.
I used to go, I was 2 years younger than them and they used to take me out, eh? Remember that days?
Unbelievable, youth team days.
Yeah, Big Charlie said to me, right, that when you used to go about to tournaments, that Barca players and all that used to come up to him and like, "Geez, your boots are all that good." Is that true?
Mate, honestly, it was.
I don't know.
I remember, I used to train with Ross Wallace and Midge, who I thought were unbelievable, right? Because we just trained in Dundee together, and then when I came through and seen him, I was like, "What the fuck is that, man?" Just couldn't get the ball from me. Do you know what kills me for that? You got moved to it wide. That kills me, man.
I was never a winger though until
that's what I'm
until
saying,
I got in the first team. See, I got in the first team, it was like that first season there was a space out left in the first game of the season. Like, we were on the bus talking about the team and people were saying, "Aye, so it'll be Aiden, Petrov," and I was like, "I'll not be playing." They were like, "Aye, you play." First game of the season when I was 18.
Wow.
And I was like, from then on, I think I played that season, I played like probably 45 games.
Did you like playing wide now?
Mate, at that stage, man, you play anywhere. Do you know what I mean? We're going to say, "Nah, don't play me there." Do you know what I mean? So,
would you ever go to a manager and say, like, under Stranger, that I want to play number 10?
Nah, because I was only young under Stranger, mate. You keep forgetting, man.
I know.
I only left Celtic, mate, when I just turned 24.
Young age,
which is probably considered young now. Mm-hmm. Mate, you're 24, 23 now. You're, like, you're still considered a young boy, aren't you? And obviously, me and Stranger were
tight. Probably
not. Aye, love tight, aye.
By the way, do you know how he played off, played off on his debut?
Larson. Please tell me, mate. Anything about him? Because, mate, see, when I went to Celtic, some people told me he was arrogant, right? And then other people said he was the best guy ever. I just want to know everything about him.
For me, I wouldn't say he was arrogant. Like, I just think he knew that he was. I just think he knew, like, what he was. Do you know what I mean?
The man.
Basically the king. The man that absolutely ran the show.
Did they speak to much people?
Aye, he did. He did, aye.
I don't like that for him.
I like it, mate.
Do you, aye?
Because everyone was scared. No, scared of him, but you had a fear of
him. I don't like that he spoke to people. I wish he didn't speak to people, do you know what I mean?
That's better. Honestly, see, for me, he was really good. Like, I only spent a short period of time with him, but he was brilliant. Like, I told you this, the first time we spoke, that time when I met Lenny.
Yeah.
And then Tom was like, "Oh, I'll make him again." But Henry was like, I was going, "Oh, can he make Lenny, man?" Like, "You'll batter me." And Henrik's like, "Mate, you want to meg him? Go and meg him. Like, you're on the same pitch as him. Like, you deserve to be in the same pitch as him. Like, why do you care what he thinks?"
Because I'm obsessed with the mindset, right? With Barry Ferguson. See, when you went into training the first team, would you, like, I don't mean shout it, boys, but would you give a bit out to the senior players?
Depends, like.
I remember you did a pet talk. Do you remember that one?
No.
What?
I'm sure he shouted at you because you were dribbling with the ball and he was like, "Hey, didn't pass it." And you went, "You're not even wanting it, you're standing behind your man or so."
The Petrov.
Petrov, mate, he's like the best player in the team.
Hide and seek champion, mate.
Imagine following Petrov. I remember that. I think I was not your
so did you training. Did you go into like the first team training believing that you were one of the better players?
No, see, when you, like, you know what it's like, you've obviously done it yourself. As you get called up with the first team, it's like, this is like a big step, mate. Here. Am I good enough? But see, after like 3-4 weeks, you actually go, "I'm good enough here. I'm actually better than good enough." Do you know what I mean? You actually think that. It's then when you get that respect to the players in the first team, you start to think, "I could play here."
Do you remember a time where you felt, "I've got their respect now"? Was it a game or a?
I think it just came with training, because I never made my debut. I travelled with the first team. Mate, I went to the Barcelona game. Remember when Marsh and Kendall were unbelievable?
Yeah.
So, like, I was in the stand for that. sort of 17, that was probably 10, 12 games in the stand every week. Me and Barra, me and Kevin McBride, every week, man. And I was like, I'm not going to play here, man. Never going to make my debut. League had already been won as well. And then we had a game on the Friday, and it was like Rezzy's. It was like Rezzy's and first team mixed. But I done really well. But then on the Sunday, I started. But after that, I think it was the following season, went away pre-season. That was like my first proper pre-season with the first team. Yeah. And I had a really good pre-season, played against Roma, Man United, Fulham, like we went across to America. And like, I think the first team, like we're going, this lad's a good player. Well, I think they'll say that. But I started the first game of the season.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Who was that under Martin O'Neill?
Martin O'Neill,
Mate, we always, everyone used to boot him, eh? You used to fight it quite a bit as well, wasn't it? Remember Fraser booted you?
Oh, mate.
The 3v3s.
I would plenty of second prizes, man. I know. Nights out as well.
But see, your youth team as well, we used the same. We used to fight every day, mate.
So, see, Motherwell, right? No to that extent, right? But see, when I'm about to sell it, mate, see what you're saying. Stevie Frail used to come round to the dressing room every morning to say three players were training the first team. Mm. So I knew he used to come along. So I used to peek out the door to see him come along, jump the toilet, lock the door. So he could. So he couldn't see me, I didn't get put on the first team. Imagine like a young player, right, trying to be. So it's my dream to become a Celtic player. I'm hiding in the toilet and I'm like, listening. I was like, there's the three names I'll pop out. And I'm like, how are you doing, Stevie? Man? See me? You're just on a shite to be on. But no, I can kind of understand it, Aidan. Motherwell, I was kind of like you. To be fair, I based my game completely on you. Genuinely, I had a season ticket.
That was one of my questions. I wrote down your son, eh?
My dad, this is unreal. Listen, I don't want to keep slagging my dad, but he brought us up, being second best. And I don't want to keep saying that, but he bought us season tickets one Christmas, right? We'd all run about, who's like, yes, can't wait for the Old Firm. Mate, the tickets, it was the season tickets we put the Old Firm. Mate, the family fans, the Rangers fans had your seats. Mate, honestly, they're running about, who's like, yes. So we used to go to the games every Saturday. My dad used to put Lee Naylor on first goal every game. I know that sums about an all right, but.
Lee Naylor scored that once, mate, scored, what, twice for Celtic?
Twice, so my dad used to say, like, I won deal if it, right? But we used to watch, and I used to, when I actually used to go, and I think this comes out of the game as well now, because all these freaks are playing, these young players are playing FIFA and all that. Imagine Maradona, right, opening packs on FIFA. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. A legend. Anyway, so we used to go, where the fuck did that go? But what was I saying? I keep on just losing my head all the time.
You were saying about like your dad, Matt.
So we used to watch you, and that's what I said to you there. I used to watch him you're saying you're not a winger, but I would have classed you as the most out-and-out winger when I watched you, because you used to play on the left, and you went to feel like your own box travelled up every single game. I mean, I couldn't believe that I heard that Stratton wasn't your biggest fan.
See, now when I think about it, like, I don't know whether Strachan knew how good I could be, so he was just really, really hard on me. But some of the things he'd done with me, man, I was just like, this is just too much. Some of the things, honestly, like, the example, right, we played Hamilton, I think, won 4-0, I think I scored. But then it was international week, so obviously it's like a 2 week break, really. But Ireland weren't playing until the following Wednesday, so they never had a game on the Saturday or a game on the Friday night. But obviously Scotland didn't have a game either. So Big Mick, Willow, all the Scottish lads, they had no games at all. Gave them a full week off. Me? Nah. Mate, you're in on Wednesday, middle of the week. You're in on Wednesday, the middle of the week, right? So I came into training. And I've went in, mate, just the under-23s were in, or the Rezzy's. You might have been there, I'm not sure.
Rezzy's. No, wasn't he
based at? Oh, you know, Strachan. No. Rezzy's, mate. Lenny was the manager at the time. And then he goes, Aidan, what do you want to do? Just get a massage or that? And I went, Lenny, I could be on holiday, mate. What am I doing in here? I went, no, I'll train, obviously, because I've came in to train. Mate, that was just an example. Everybody else get a week off.
What is that?
Would you never go and see him there?
Nah.
Did you clash?
To be honest, I never used to go and see him.
Things, clashed all the time.
Yeah, we did, aye.
Do you know what Strachan didn't like? See what you're saying? Maybe you were vocal or something?
He definitely didn't like that. No, he didn't like that at all.
Why? He was the same, though. It's probably just your clash of personalities.
Strachan was the same, to be fair.
Maybe you hit Jim Blythe with a boot.
Hit Jim Blythe with a boot, man. Oh, that was unbelievable. But see, to be fair, there was times I'm big enough to admit now, when I was in the wrong.
Yeah.
But there was times where I think he was in the wrong, and he was too much on me. He was too hard on me. But that one there, I can't remember what game it was. It was like, oh mate, I remember exactly what game it was now. Dundee United.
It's Celtic Park, isn't it?
Dundee United were losing 2-0, right? Whipped me after an hour. And I was like raging, mate. I went straight up the tunnel and got my suit on. My mate, 19 years old, straight up the tunnel. Straight up the tunnel, get my suit on. And mate, managed to draw 2-0. My knacker scored a dink.
Yeah, so he did.
Unbelievable goal, mate. Managed to draw 2-0, right? But Deeks came on for me. And in the dressing room, mate, the gaffer went like way overboard. He was like, Deeks, unbelievable when you came on. Unbelievable, mate. You ran, you fought, all this sort of stuff. And he's like, and the guy you came on for is sitting over there in his suit, and I'm sitting in the corner with my suit on. The guy you came on for sitting in the corner of his suit. But I never said anything. I just was like, he's probably right. But I was at raging, so seeing he's walked out, Kenny Miller's big dirty puma boot, do you remember it? The big honking puma boot, man, like the big side tongue in it. He was sitting there, and I just booted it off the wall, and it flew right off the back wall. See where the drinks fridge is? Jim Blythe, mate. Hit the wall, mate, and hit Jim Blythe in the back of the head. Jim Blythe's like, what are you doing, you little cunt?
Have you seen Jim
Blythe? Jim Blythe's, I was like, Jim.
Goalie coach.
So like, Jim, mate, I didn't mean it, obviously, mate. I didn't mean to hit you in the back of the head. He's like, aye. You bloody will be sorry. And Piero went like, Jim, sit down, mate, what are you going to do? Piero went like, Jim, mate, shut up, man, what are you going to do? Sit down.
Decent.
He went, aye, but you hit me in the back of the head.
Oh, amazing. See, Arthur, would he not say, what was he?
Arthur
would
he was not weird, save man. Your shots? Like, I've heard that a couple of times where people say that, but I just think that that's exaggerated. He would, I'm but nice. See, to be honest, mate, see that last season, me and him just, it got to the point where he was completely, like, He was in the wrong that day, right? Mate, there's been times where I've been the wrong and I've been cheeky to people or whatever and got a punch. But he was in the wrong that day. But we're arguing about a free kick and then he was like, that's not a free kick. And I was like, ah, it's a free kick. Like, Gaffer gave a free kick. And Arthur was like, nah, play on, play on. I was like, mate, shut up, it's a free kick. And then just as I said that, like, he's obviously flipped. Like, who's he talking to? And I've just, like, standing and I've heard like everyone going, whoa, whoa, whoa. I've turned around, mate, and Big Arthur's running at me, full speed. And I've just looked at him.
Hell, man.
And he's like, went to throw a punch, but I've like moved out the way of it. And he's done like a forward row after it. Bizarre. Bizarre. But I was like, are you playing it? He was like, yeah, I'll get you, I'll get you in there. And I was like, aye, no worries, mate, no worries. And it'd be fair, it did get me in there.
And did. You tried to get him back, so didn't you?
But I was like sitting reading a paper like this. And Arthur came up. It was quite sly what he'd done, because he was standing above me and he was like, oh, sorry about earlier on. And I just looked up and I went, and I put my hand out, mate, and he just went bang. Cracked me.
What's there?
No, it was just a punch. It was a good dig though, mate, because I had an immediate black eye. Immediate black eye, man. I was like,
and he came running to physio in a minute.
Aye, he ran into physio because I think Kendall and that were trying to get him.
Oh, were they?
Aye. I think Kendall not
blood boiling.
Kendall's blood was bloody boiling.
How funny was that?
We see, that's pure that, isn't it? If you're going to put your
horn. Like, it was just, it was out of order to be fair, but it happens in football, do you know what I mean? It happens, but I tried to get him, but I was like, stood up, obviously raging, mate, and I'm not going to batter Arthur Borichummer, do you know what I mean? He's an absolute streetwise, 6'4", Polish bear, do you know what I mean? But he could actually handle himself as well, so. I've tried to get back at him, but like everyone's in the middle and all that, and I'm like cutting about this black eye, and Arthur's like, ah, I told you. And then Arthur's walked in the shower, and I was like, a few people around about me were like mixing it, going, I wouldn't be taking that, man.
Fuck, I said, oh, I still have to say.
I wouldn't be taking that, no chance. And I was like, nah, you're right. So I've like just went in the shower after, mate, but he's seen me coming and got me again. I thought I'd sneak up behind
was
him.
Is he naked?
Aye.
Where are you going to punch him? He's out. Oh.
How bad's that as well? But I was like, nah, I'm done. I've like running after him, but he's seen me coming and he just went like that again. But then like the two are like, I'm trying to like,
were you naked?
I'm trying to wrestle him.
Were you naked?
Oh, were you naked as well?
No, I had my training kit on. Right. I had my training kit on.
Was
how bad would that
have
been, mate, if the two were naked? No, I had my training kit on, right? So he was naked. People probably got that now. Why is McGee there on the body when he's naked?
What was happening at the time I seen you and Dion Dublin wrestling naked in the shower as well?
I mean, Dizzy used to brush his teeth in the shower, then everybody else, after he started doing that, started brushing their teeth in the shower. Big Mick.
Oh, did go in. Dublin was a top man too, wasn't he?
Dublin was sound die. But see, after that, right, I'm trying to get a dig in him, and he's just like manhandling me to the ground, mate, and he was ready to like boot me, and like Gaz Caldwell's like grabbed him.
Were you like looking up?
Mate, I was like side on, mate, and he was ready to boot me. And Gaz Caldwell and Louvie have like wrestled him away. And like Louvie's holding him back, but Louvie's getting soaked because the shower's on. So Louvie's got his gear on, he's getting fully soaked. And they're like, get out. So I went out, man, but then after that, the manager's pulled the two of us in, and he was like, right. And I didn't even pull Arthur in, he said, right, I'm going to fine Arthur 2 weeks' wages. And I was like, right, well, why not suspend them though? I said, because you suspended me for 2 weeks. I get 2 weeks wages and a suspension.
For what?
Well, me and that, we had a big argument after one of the games.
Right.
After Hearts at home, it was like Christmas time. But I got a 2 week suspension, mate.
What, was arguing at Christmas presents?
Nah, it was like something about like, to be honest, mate, it was just a culmination of things, and I just.
You always used to talk over the top of each other.
Oh, here's Aidan again. Oh, here's Aidan. Oh, everybody listen. Here's Aidan, have this wee bit back. Oh, here's Aidan, have this wee bit back. But it was that, and I just had enough. Like, this had been like a build up of years and years, and I just thought, nah. But anyway, whatever went on, it's probably not the time and place to talk about it. But I get I get 2 weeks wages and a 2 week suspension. And then when he said that about Arthur, I went, but Gaffer, look, I get a 2 week suspension. How come he can't? Right. And he went, well, you want him in the league, don't you? Well, he's like, well, I can't play the little goalie.
It was Brunner, wasn't it?
Well, he's like, you want Brunner's him in the league? Well, I can't play the little keeper.
Remember Brunner? That tongue, man. Okay. That's terrible, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing, man.
Right, we're going to...
Sorry.
Do you want to lighten the mood? Tommy Gravison, come on, gaze a cut of stories. You were his pal, weren't you?
I was his pal, but actually, it's led into that quite nicely.
There you go.
Because Strachan... obviously, Strachan and Tommy just hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why they hated each other. I just think
I could think of a few reasons why. The manager.
Strachan signed him, but didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he did sign under Strachan, but after five games, he was just like, I've had enough of this guy. He's not playing centre mid, mate, and Tommy's away at the right wing and playing centre forward.
Maybe unreal though, wasn't he?
Mate, same training, man.
Technique.
Oh, unbelievable, man. I'm going to say best five-a-side player I've ever seen.
Yeah. And head tennis.
That's some statement that, by the way. Head tennis.
Yeah.
But just seeing a game, I don't know if he just couldn't bring it all together. He obviously could, but at Celtic he couldn't. Aye. But Strachan absolutely hated him. But we had the Scottish Cup final, 2006 it was. And the week before it, Strachan pulled me and went, right, I'm starting the Scottish Cup final. But if I see you talking to Tommy Gravison this week in training, you're not starting. And I was like, what do you mean? He went, listen, and he says, don't listen to him. He was like, because I know he's quite tight with you, and I see him talking to you a lot. Whatever he says, ignore him. And I was like, what am I meant to do? I said, I got on well with Tommy. And he was like, don't care. If I see you talking to him, you're not starting the Scottish Cup final. So wait, for a full week, man, Tommy would come up there, all right, la. And I would be like turning away, mate, and running away and going doing a stretch in that for a full week. Honestly.
That's terrible. Isn't
it? Did he ever see him train that? Would he just not listen to Stratton? Or was it away for training?
I think it was just more, see, after about a year, and Strachan was like, I'm not going to play this guy. Tommy then started to go the other way with Strachan,
right,
to annoy him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Morning, Gordon.
Did he get me in a headlock? No.
Kind of. It wouldn't surprise, isn't it? He got everyone in headlocks.
He did. He just, so funny, man. But no all there either. Possibly on the spectrum. Do you know what I mean?
Is he crazy?
He's crazy, mate.
Crazy, mate.
Proper crazy.
Seeing a night out, but the weird thing was, seeing a night out, mate, he would be the opposite, quiet. So during the day, mental, loud, as so loud. Then the night out, we were in America, and he was walking around the whole time, mate, the whole night, mate, with a Budweiser like this. And I was going why did you get your thumb over it? He's like, you don't know what they can put in the drinks, la. And then going, and then put his thumb back over it the whole night. But dead quiet on a night out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he wasn't comfortable in that environment. Ugh, mate, I had another one about Tommy there as well. I totally forgot what it was.
Did he stay next to you, huh?
Don't
know.
He stayed next to his eye, but...
What, you actually pals?
He's not driving again?
Mate, that's what I was going to say. So, mind he was at Real Madrid, right, and I'm mad into cars.
Yeah.
He was telling me one thing about this car he had, right? And he was like, I had this Lamborghini and I had this car and this car. And then in the physio room one day, we're talking about cars, and I went, Tommy, mind in Real Madrid, you had that car, that Porsche? And he was like, no. And I was like, Tommy, aye, mate, remember, you were telling me the other day, and he was like, don't know what you're talking about, lad. And I was like, Tommy, mate, we were talking about it yesterday, this car, you were telling me you're driving 200 miles an hour, mate, in the Autobahn. And he was like, nah, walked out, mate. And I was like, nah, it's just the weirdest thing ever. I mean, I swear to God, he told me that. Next day, I was like, Tommy, mate, what are you playing at? He was like, I deny everything in front of everybody. always deny. And I was like, Tommy, mate, you just made me look like an absolute idiot there. And he was like, when I'm around people I don't really know, I just deny everything.
He does that in interviews now, mate. Have you seen him getting interviewed?
No.
And people ask him about the stories that we've told on here, and he's like, no, never happened.
Like, mate, honestly, so the exact same.
Your theory's right, isn't
exact
it?
Same.
Seeing the summer, mate, he's obviously a millionaire. He'd go back to Denmark and live in his mum's basement for 6 weeks. What the fuck, man?
He is a legend, though, isn't he?
Aye. A hero, mate.
That's a proper character, do you know what I mean? Nowadays, you see
characters. You're fed up hearing it now, but he's a character or he's
this.
Mate, I hear it all the time and I'm going, a character?
Is he, though?
A character?
See, like, the man, you boys, that's a perfect example of characters, do you know what I mean? Imagine him back in the day. I should have said that, Maradona, about them. Sure enough.
Greenwood, isn't it?
Doing dances and stuff like that.
Oh, mate. And the hair and all that, getting done up. Yep. Just play football and be mad. Do you know what I mean? Oh. Away for you.
Another madman that people know, not madman, but funny. Paddy's funny, isn't he?
Paddy, hilarious, man.
Did you ever get an away trip with Paddy when he done pranks?
No, but you were training that day. Remember Paddy went for me? I was in his team.
That was that day where you having a shocker, wasn't it, in the five-a-sides?
On training, aye. But like, I don't mind that. I was horrendous.
Well, as in went for you, like,
no,
physically?
No. I would do some fighting there. Two sportiest guys ever fighting. Two smallest dogs. So no, it kept going for us, and then I don't know why we were doing it. We ended with a penalty shootout and Arthur was a goalie and I went to hit the last penalty to keep us in it. And Paddy just said before that, I was like, fuck me, before I hit the penalty.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
You didn't have a shocker that day.
Do you
remember it?
Oh mate, I was horrendous. Oh mate, and I remember Paddy.
Just the same day you couldn't get the ball off the ground. Like from my corner. No, but I listened to it, mate. Unbelievable.
Mate, I remember the session with Mowbray. Mate, he'd done a possession drill, the size of the field pitch.
Mate, I was there that day. I'd done that. What the fuck was that?
You went lacked to him. What are you doing?
I said that to him.
No, this is not painting a bad picture. Everybody was saying the same.
Yeah.
And I just came in. It was one of my first training. I think Robbie Keane was there as well, maybe.
Well, he's done that drill before.
No, to be fair, he might have, because Rob... I was innocent. Mowbray got the sack not long after, like January, didn't he?
But mate, so you went like to him. Everybody was thinking the same. He'd done a possession with about 14 players, the size of the field.
Yeah, I was there, I remember it.
And you went like to him. Like, what are you doing? And I've looked there. It was raining, he had his hood up. And he was just staring there and didn't set him back. And then that's when I knew he's done. Like, Mowbray was. I couldn't believe it.
That possession drill was baffling, wasn't it?
I can't actually remember the possession drill, but I do remember training and stuff. You know,
strange, wasn't it?
Training was like. Like, mate, I thought Mowbray was brand new, like, as a guy. Aye. See if he went to speak to me, he was sound, but he probably had, like, he'd granted, didn't he? Then he'd Vino, and Vino would be going like, oh, I wouldn't have made that sub.
That was brilliant,
did he?
And,
Vino used to say
it all the time. Vino's in at Blackburn as well, do you know what I mean?
Still one, man. Strange, right?
I liked Mowbray in that, but...
He's a cracking guy, but he was... Honestly, see, when I seen it, was a broken man when I first came out.
Honestly, he loved that, didn't he?
Just been beat 4-0 at St Mirren, man. I'm playing left back.
Well, yeah.
Mate, he took like every player off, mate, and put like every attacking player he had on because we're losing at 3-0. Mate, I ended up playing left back.
Jiggy was just too nice.
I don't know, because obviously he's been successful, do you know what I mean? You have to have something in you. But you can't just be a nice guy all the time.
Because I was excited when he first came in, man.
I thought he was going to be a good guy. Some of the football you played early on was good, though, wasn't it?
Start the season, man, it was unbelievable. Yeah. Like, mate, the proper way that I like playing football as well was like, fullbacks bombed on, wingers came inside, like he sent a mids, mate, like that Nguemo, Landry Nguemo.
Yeah.
He brought back Donati, mate, Donati for Siberia.
He was a player, wasn't he?
He was, mate, aye, but then the problem is, like,
see. Edson Braffite, fuck me.
Braffite, mate, Braffite actually, like, I know he
didn't
do
the World Cup final.
So he did.
Couldn't get a game at Celtic, mate, then turned up the World Cup final 6 months later.
Yeah, Massimo was good as well, wasn't
he? Ball in the back of the head, remember? He was running the wrong way.
Yeah, I'd touched the World Cup final, fucked him in the back of the head.
Danny McGray. Remember Charlie Ping's a phone, it hit Danny in the back of the head.
Aye.
Oh, but Donati was good as well.
But see, Donati was like on loan the season before. Like, he'd left to go on loan to Italy, and Mowbray brought him back.
Yeah.
Brought him back from Siberia, mate. Honestly, but mate, Donati was done. Mm. Brought him back, and he was like, this guy's a player. But then I think he sold him. Mate, he sold him before the transfer window closed.
Yeah.
To Atlanta, I think.
Right, Paddy's.
Paddy's prankies.
A few. Remember he done Danny McGrain and Willie McStay. That's no laugh like that.
I can't. Mate, there's that many, because mate, we used to just sit in a room, didn't we? Yeah. Like seeing a away trip or like pre-season. And Paddy would just like, it would be all day with it, try to get two people on the phone. Two phones turned upside down. And then they both answer each other, but the key is to get the conversation going.
And then they would argue over who phoned who
and stuff like that. But the ones he used to do, well, I hear people talk about prank phone calls and stuff like that, and people say Snodgrass does good ones and that. I don't really know Snodgrass, but Paddy's were class. Like, they would phone up people and it'd be like, I'm the chief exec of Glentoran. We've just been taken over by Microsoft. We're having a right go this season. But Reedy done Reedy
that. Don Craig Reed a belter, mate.
Did he?
Reedy was asking what the exchange rate was, and
I Reedy was like, oh, I'm on like 200 quid a week, you know. Like, told us everything that was on.
Always waging on, mate.
Everything, and he was like, listen, we'll be in touch.
But Reedy told everything about him?
Aye, everything, man.
Oh, mate.
Paddy used to phone up like scouts and stuff, like clubs. He phoned up Don Givens one time. Don Givens was under 21 manager. Were you there for that one, no?
I think so.
He was talking about a fullback who scored 50. He's like, got this fullback.
He's only got one arm.
He's only got one arm. Or, no, he's a goalie, but he's only got one arm. Or he's a fullback. He's a fullback and he scores 50 a season, but he's got a problem. There's only one condition. He's got to wear a hat while he's playing because he's got alopecia. he's got to wear a hat at all times. Can you do it? Oh, class on.
Oh my god. The one with Reedy, that was the one that Paddy phoned up reception and he said his telly was broke. And me and Paul Caddis had joining rooms to him. And Paddy would text us when the boy was in his room, and me and Paul Caddis would get naked and fly through the door and start naked wrestling on the bed and then just jump back.
You loved that one, didn't you? It was funny, but.
Oh, brilliant. we're going on to Bellamy's came as well.
I asked that and then I've got a wee.
Wait, why don't we break up the football chat and tell everyone that John Higgins got you a sticker cue?
Mate, seriously, how amazing is that, mate? Like, they always say, right, don't meet your heroes. He is probably the... Have you ever met John Higgins?
No.
The best guy ever, mate. Mm-hmm. He came down, he obviously gave
easily
me...
Easily the best guy ever.
Aye, by far. He obviously gave me a cue on the show, but he's came down, gave me... I don't want to say the price. It was
£1,000.
£1,000 cue, unbelievable. And gave me a new set of boys, I know. How amazing is that, mate? Oh, seriously.
That's some gesture, that, huh?
And he genuinely cares, mate. He asks about the family all the time, send messages. Mate, honestly, the best guy I've ever met.
Did you know Bartosz Stephen Hendry in that one as well?
Mm-hmm. Slaughtered him.
Mate, won the World Championship like 8 times or something. And you were seeing me.
I caught my flash in the pan.
I remember.
Remember he wrote about who's Paul Stoney wrote? Don't embarrass yourself.
That's what he did on Twitter.
What was I going to say? Right, I'm going to go into this segment here. When you two played, did you see Neil Lennon as a future Celtic manager?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Uh-huh. Lennon was the only player I was actually scared of. I was scared of Lennon. When I went up to train in the first team, I was scared of Lennon, man.
Roy Keane, though?
No, I don't think he cared as much at Celtic, did you?
Mm.
Like, whereas Lennon would get proper angry at you, man.
Aye, Lennon.
But in a good way, I thought. He'd always explain to you after it as well. I always thought he'd
get
manager.
It could be hard on the young ones, though. Yeah. It could be.
He used to always call me a tart.
A tart, eh?
I didn't. Oh, come on, you useless tart. Like, yeah. Oh, mate.
That's a good thing, though, that he would actually give it to you.
Aye.
Then he actually cared, did you know what I mean?
See, when you played with him, did you see him?
As being a gaffer. I thought it's hard to say, because like, how many players have became managers and you go, he never said a word in the dressing room? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Other players who you think he's a shoo-in for a manager and they just fade away from football.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Lenny, I don't know, that it's hard to say. He knew football, do you know what I mean? But to say would he be a manager?
Sure.
I don't know. Honestly don't know.
But who else did that man on your team did you like?
Mate, I liked them all, man. Like,
did you?
I liked them all. Like,
but mate, sorry Aidan, but see that group talking about players coming through now, that for you guys must have been, mate, the standard for a start was unbelievable. Like, the players, mate, that was like, you could have been on and like, whatever, you were unbelievable. And then the mentality of them as well. Mm. It must have been really hard to come through,
mate,
that.
It was like, people would say, like, oh, what was Martin Neal like as a manager at Celtic? Mate, Martin Neal like, would be off, like, off to the Wednesday lads and then Wednesday, Thursday. Like, play a wee game every day, never do shape.
Never
nothing,
do shape.
Never do shape anything. Pick a team on a Saturday, mate. Team would go out and win. Sound off the Tuesday game,
mate.
Because they had that team. That team would just go out and win games. Trusted everybody. Do you know what I mean? But I've like,
were they ruthless?
Older.
Sutton,
Sutton was funny, wasn't he?
Sutton's funny.
He was funny, mate.
Sutton's
he was funny than ruthless.
Do you know, think though, like when you listen to him talk now, it's not quite the same guy you knew at Celtic, is it?
He was funny. It's Harry Lattimore.
He was funny. Like, really, really dry sense of humour, though. He was funny. Very funny.
You're all shit.
I can just
mate. Do you mean? One of the pre-seasons where Dan Adie came on as a sub against Liverpool, losing 5-0, gets the ball, mate, and puts like for a free kick, but puts in a good cross, but no one gets an end it. Thought nothing of it. The rest of the bus journey the whole way home, mate, Chris Sutton sat at the back and just keeps going like that. Great ball, Darren! Just every 5 minutes.
He was funny, man. When you see, you were the first teammate and you were sitting in the front of the bus and he'd walk on, he'd look at you and go, oh, for fuck's sake.
Aye.
And mate, just walk back.
Mate, it was actually
did
so...
Did that kill you, mate?
Nah, just
were you ever on the first team? Were you in the first team or something?
Training,
It was funny, though, like, sitting at the back of the bus and say, like, we just lost or something like that. Say we lost away, a game away from home. He put the back of the bus going like that. Fucked it, lads. You lot of shit. Henrik's done his hemi. Fuck up. We're fucked. But pure banter, though. See, now you probably couldn't say stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
That team must have been, that's what I was saying, mate. But like, I don't think nowadays young players would cope with guys like that.
Not a chance, man.
What you're saying. I don't, as you said, I don't think they would get away with it now.
No.
These young players wouldn't cope, mate.
But that's what it's you like, had over, just not just ability, it was like your mental strength as well, innit?
But I think that MD that came through that time would have had to have that. Mm. Anybody?
Sean in that like that as well?
Aye, Sean was like confident in his own ability, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Sean wasn't loud, Sean was quite quiet. Funny as well, like dry sense of humour, Sean.
Mm-hmm. I remember but, I went to Lamanga with the first team, were you there?
I
don't know why, but he put me in with Shawnee for a week. See Sean's face when the rooms got announcement.
Was it gutted?
Horrible.
Why am I not with bloody Kenzo?
Oh, mate, that was a long week.
I can't believe I'm not with Kenzo.
What a guy. Last one I want to ask you about is...
You're going to say that about first team. Who did I like in the first team? Mate, do you know who like sure took a real shite at me? Bobo.
Did he?
Ah, mate, like, loved me, right? But he was like the pure grim reaper for me. So he used to always corner me and go like, you have this, you have so much ability, you know? Don't go on nights out, don't drink and all that. I'd be like, yeah, no worries, Bobo. Mate, see every night out, like Carbon or whatever, I'd be there on the night out, mate. Bobo would walk in and I would be like, Bobo, man. And he would come straight over and he'd be like, what are you doing? Why are you drinking? I'm like, mate, I'm not drinking. I'm like, Bobo, I'm not drinking, mate. Every night out, I would see him, I'd be like, Bobo's in again.
That was another thing as well. See, that time we were at Saturday too. You were playing Champions League games on a Tuesday.
No word of a lie, mate. The best season I ever had at Celtic. Season I get player of the year. I was out Saturday, Tuesday, Sunday, Wednesday, mate, for like a full year.
But mate, see that.
People say that and I go, right, okay, I was young at the time, but no joke, mate, just enjoyed it. Yeah. Just enjoyed it.
But you, mate, even Stratton's team beat like AC Milan, not competed in Europe. What's happened to Celtic the last 5-6 years? They're not the same team in Europe now.
Nah, not at all.
And these are brilliant in Europe, aren't you?
Uh-huh. But I even looked at see
then say if you asked a Celtic fan, this team, right, say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever, when we played like AC Milan or whoever, beat Man United, would that team beat the current Celtic team? Most Celtic fans would say the current Celtic team is better. No? Do you think so?
I think most
Celtic fans would say that team's better than that team.
Because when you look at the players like under Stratton was with like Hartley, Robson stuff, I think Yarisic played as well sometimes.
Was a hero slinging.
Was he?
The most boiled guy in the world, wasn't he?
He was.
But that team, when you look at that, you and Nakamura was unreal, right? But then you look at them quite doggy in the midfield, but he's competed in Europe.
Maybe. Last 16, do you know what I mean? And no saying we deserve to go through against Milan, we didn't.
But that's crazy.
It was 0-0 the first game, then the second leg was 0-0, went extra time.
Well, that was Kaká, the one Kaká.
And Kaká scored, do you know what I mean? Kaká runs from his own half.
See, do you think yous could have went all the way if you knocked Milan out? No, I know that's mad. Yeah.
Nah.
Bastard.
Let's be honest. Let's
just say you would.
Be totally honest. Like, if we could beat MD at Celtic Park, which we could do on any given day, we could do, but.
See, when you say the players weren't like when you think of the names, it wasn't an amazing team. So
that's why I say that.
Was Stratton good? It must have been good if you got you to the last 16.
Mate, he was successful, aye. Yeah. He was. I wouldn't say there was anything that he'd done that. I think he was demanding.
Yeah.
He was definitely demanding of the players. And I mean, he would go through everybody. Things weren't going well. He would go through players. He demanded things.
Who else would get it other than you, Sammy?
Sammy would get it now and again. He had like a group though who would never get it. Gaz Caldwell.
Mick,
very rarely. Big Jan. Bruni.
Did you love Naka?
Naka would never get it.
Was that his boy Naka?
I see Naka got it sometimes.
Did he?
Do you remember because I remember like Strachan would be like having a go at Nakamura, but really he's talking to his interpreter and Naka's sitting there. He's like, you tell him. Do you mind he's my interpreter? Maka.
You had the fake F50s. What a pair of fake F50s, mate, I swear.
Was he unreal, Nakamura?
Aye, look. But do you know, think though it's quite fashionable now to look back on a player 10 years ago and go, how good was he?
Mm.
Like, people do it with Paul Scholes a lot, don't they? Even though Paul Scholes is unbelievable, do you think it's fashionable now to go, how good was he back then?
Yeah.
I think people have that affection with Nakamura as well. Because there was a lot of games where Naka was quiet. A lot of Rangers games, he never played. But ability wise and that.
Mate, what was John Farrell starting left out from? Was it for World of Flood?
Aye, aye.
What was the thing?
Did you not get used confused, mixed up though?
He said, I thought you were playing. You know,
he looks like Will of Fun.
No chance.
I thought
you were playing. But what, what do you think's changed now in Europe? Even Roger, because even Roger's team, I mean, that the Invincible season, unbelievable.
But
even,
see that team, they always had to go, no matter who you're playing against, eh? They'd always be two up front.
So did Roger's team, didn't they? But the Invincible season. See, we done barely know that.
Playing PSG though, right? And like some of my mates are obviously, most of my mates are all Celtic fans as well. Yeah. But like under Roger, Celtic lost what 7-0 in the New Camp or 7-1 in the New Camp? What 7-2 against PSG was it?
Yeah.
Mate, that would never have happened under Strachan. And I'm not saying Strachan's a better manager than Rodgers.
But why do you think that has changed so much?
Do you not think maybe the gap in finances has increased as well though? Like they're going and paying 200 million for Neymar and 160 for Mbappe. Like Celtic aren't doing that. Back then it was only what they're paying 40 million for Kaká or 30 million for whoever. You know, maybe the finance, that the gap in the financials, the finances get bigger. I don't know.
Because even
doesn't help.
I think you're right. But even in Europa League, they're not the same team. I mean, we're talking about
it's difficult to say, isn't it? Because I don't think going that long without having really played European football,
that
doesn't help either.
As you were saying, we were out of time. Best Halloween party I've ever been to in your house, remember?
Aye, that's right.
How good
was there?
Paddy McCourt's agent came.
Good squad, to be fair.
Wee Jerry Kalil.
What were you dressed up as?
Hooters, remember? Tits hanging out the t-shirt.
Oh, aye, that's right. I was a tin man. Some say I'm a tin man. You put a costume on?
He had, mate, seen the bottom floor of his house. It was just a big like bar, sort of sports bar.
Like kind of games room at the bottom floor. So
Jim had his guitar, didn't he?
Aye, what a night, man. But Jerry,
Paddy's agent fell asleep, didn't he?
But what was Jerry saying? Like, do you not remember that everybody came back? So we all went to like Boho, what's it called now? Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
It was Boho back then, wasn't it? So everybody went there and everybody came back to mine. Loads of people, like random stragglers as well. I didn't even know. Just random people in my house.
I'm going to say, I don't know if I'm exaggerating, I'm going to say there's 100 people there.
I don't know, maybe a slight exaggeration, but there was a lot of people there.
Your house when we got a taxi back and there was people waiting outside.
Was everybody dressed up?
Most
people were dressed up, aye, but there was like loads and loads of people there, just like random people. But how did it get going where Jerry then started singing? Do you remember Jerry singing, right? Like an Irish song I'd never heard of before, but he sang it like a cappella and said to somebody, you know, he said to Jim with the guitar, he went, Jim, can you give me a beat there? And Jim was sitting with his guitar on the side just going like this. It was a 5-minute song and everybody was just sitting there like that.
Absolutely killed the night, man. Remember Jerry's, we used to lose phone and we were texting Arsene Wenger,
aye.
Because he's an agent, so he fell asleep, mate. We were drawing cocks over his head and all that. And then we stole his phone, went through his phone about Arsene Wenger.
No.
We were texting Arsene Wenger off his phone, saying how horny it was or something like that, for 4 in the morning.
Invited out to be fair, because he was giving it an absolute massive one, wasn't he? He was like, Arsene Wenger, these guys, I can get this move for this guy.
Did Wenger reply, no?
I didn't know what
we went
off. I'm sure we tied shoelaces again.
Did you know what shoes did they have on that night?
Brad Tano,
sorry.
I was
kidding,
he chewed on it.
But they're
not
Base London, though.
Base London, that was like.
with a big silver buckle at the side.
I'm sure when he was sleeping, he put his shoes in his mouth. And he woke up with his shoes in his mouth. Oh, what a guy, man. Right, do you want to talk about normal football now?
I'm enjoying this,
do you want to just keep asking questions?
What do you mean, normal football?
Well, we've got stuff here about.
Do you want to talk about the current situation in the Celtic?
What's going on this year, think?
Mate, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I watched the Rangers game last week, and just how. But mate, you lull people into false insecurity, mate, because you'll get me talking here, man. then tomorrow, man, everybody will be caning me.
No. Who cares, mate? I know, you're getting your opinion on it.
Exactly, no, I know, but you don't want to be too critical, but I just couldn't believe how lethargic Celtic were in that game, mate. How relaxed that Rangers game was. I don't think I've ever seen Celtic play like that, mate, in a Celtic Rangers game. Obviously, it doesn't help with the fans either. The fans not being there, because I don't think the fans would have stood for that.
But when you're getting beat, you expect something to change. Do you know what I mean? And you didn't see it at all.
Thought, right, second half, going to come out and going to have a proper go here.
It was even worse, wasn't it?
Just like, I don't know, maybe the formation, I don't know, mate, I've never been a fan of a wing-back formation. Probably
too many gaps in that, mate, isn't there? Defensively,
I was going to say, because normally it's a wing-back formation, that's why I hate me. Normally I don't play.
Because there's no wingers.
Aye. Normally when I have Chris Coleman.
You're enjoying full wing back now?
Nah, it's not me, mate. A wing back. Nah. But I do think if you're playing wing backs at Celtic, your two wing backs can be wingers.
Yes.
They don't have to be.
Especially if Bruni sits in it,
you've
got four back.
Don't have to be defensive,
back,
really. 100%. Against Rangers, okay, you might need to be more defensive, but I don't really know if the formation worked.
I'm going to make a statement now. If Lee Griffiths is fit, he should start every game.
I agree.
Do you see the difference in Lee Griffiths when he, and Celtic as a whole, when Lee Griffiths comes in?
I just think that you could say that about, like, Griffiths does well when he comes on. He does, like, his goal, obviously, like, today.
Yeah.
What a finish. And he can do that out of nothing. But if you're not going to play him, at least play with two strikers.
Strikers.
Don't have, I just don't think, one striker and then, what, El Yunusi was the one playing off.
Roderick played off him, huh?
He's
got. El Yunusi was playing in, the Rangers game.
Oh, the Rangers game, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, I don't really think that kind of works. I think you may as well just go with two strikers.
Mm-hmm. El Yunusi's got to do much more for me. Mm-hmm. Goodness me. Honestly.
I don't know what he does, Slaney. What is he? Is he a dribbler? Is he a passer? What is he?
I don't think he's.
Is he a 10? Is he a winger?
I don't think he's quick enough to be a winger. And he's. I don't know if he's got the ability to be a 10. Mm. But see, we talk about formation stuff. I think it's got by that stage now. We keep saying, like, when they're playing at the start of the season 4-3-3, right? They were saying they need to change it to 3. Then they changed it to 3-5-2. Then it's now. We need to go back to the four. See, when you keep talking about formations, you then need to look at yourself, like, let's look at the players. There's a few off form.
Too many not playing well.
It's the whole team. Right. And then, like, I think you need to look further than
see
that.
See, for like a Lenny teammate, right? You're 2-1 down at Aberdeen, you get it back to 3-2. Why not just put 10 men behind the ball and get a 3-2-1? They're still running up the pitch and leaving chances open for Aberdeen. Aberdeen could have scored more goals.
Even when it was 2-1, even when it was 2-1 to Aberdeen, Aberdeen were still getting in. Like, almost, they almost got one where, like, that Cosgrove turned and just missed it.
Missed it, yeah.
They were like, looked as if they were breaking through. Like, I don't know if Celtic were playing really, really high. The defence seemed to be really, really high.
But what
I fell asleep the first half, mate, so.
But what I was meaning to say last week was, listen, obviously, the stunt double came across cheeky. I wasn't meaning that at all. I just don't remember Lennon ever being like that.
No.
Do you know
even
what I mean?
Even today when you see him, he's sitting, usually screaming, isn't he?
He's a maniac, mate, but in a good way. Yeah. You need to be like that. You're almost like, as if he's holding back. And do you know what I don't like as well?
Do you think though maybe he's been totally different in the dressing room and he's just the way he is with the cameras is the way he is. But
I know, but
dressing room,
you
he's
see,
going through people.
You look at guys like Klopner that kick every ball off the side. Now, I'm not saying that you need to do that, but that act, to
that's
me,
him.
That's that, Neil Lennon. And I think that can kick your team on. But see, to be fair, I have got a bit of sympathy for Neil Lennon that if any manager goes into a job, you should have your own people with you, for me. Mm. And where the boy Stratton came for, he's even got a haircut and he still looks untidy for me. And that's not, I don't want to bring that up.
Can I say,
where is that?
Can I ask you something?
Uh-huh.
What is a laptop then on the side of the pitch?
I don't know.
Why? The game is it? Just watch it there. What are you looking at a laptop for?
I get managers who have like a notepad and they write a wee something down or like a couple of notes, but I don't know what an iPad's giving.
Surely you can watch a game and in your head you know what you're going to say, what's going on.
I don't know. It's like as well now, like a sub gets put on and you get an iPad whipped out and it's showing you all the set pieces and where you need to be and all that. Do you know what I mean? Like defensive at corners against, corners for, free kicks for.
Why does you say corners for you at the front post, corners
exactly.
against the back of the
exactly, mate. I don't know. It's got too complicated. Now,
but I think, mate, I genuinely think you need your own people there. I do say it.
Yeah.
Like, if he... I don't know if... I think, I don't
Who are all in his people, though?
Kennedy and...
No,
Stratton.
But I mean...
Who you want to
Johan,
have?
Maybe Johan, Gary Parker.
Tomo was there
Tomo,
as well,
but now Tomo's obviously, like... Whatever happened with him at Celtic, I don't know, but...
I know, I suppose, I don't
Do you
know
like how football's gone? See how we're saying about all this with the iPads and...
No,
so,
it's not for me, mate.
Tactical and...
No. I think there's a place for it. Like, I think football's moved on from 10, 15 years ago when it was like, say Martin Ewood come in and just pick a, like, read out the team and that team goes and plays and you don't really do shape. I think there's a time and a place for it, but not overkill video analysis before, after, all that sort of stuff. It's... Is it maybe just everybody's doing it because everybody else is doing it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Brainwashing like, people, I think.
Mate, so how has it changed, right, from 10 years ago when Strachan was a manager and we would play Motherwell at home? We wouldn't watch videos on Motherwell. Their team would go up and they'd go, there's a team, lads.
Yeah.
We'd go and play, win, lose, whatever. But it wouldn't be like, right, we need to come and have a meeting and look, this is how they attack, this is how they do this. I don't know.
And then
they
knew as well, like, the sports scientists have got such a big say.
Massive, mate. Sports scientists, man, have got a massive pull.
Why?
See, Charlton, mate, you could never train. When I was on loan at Charlton, mate, you could never train. The sports scientists would tell the manager, tell Lee Bowyer what we were doing in training. I've never seen it like this in my life, right? We had a game, right, in Cardiff away, never got on. And another, like Johnny Williams, Stuart, boy Johnny Williams. He never got on either, right? But after the game.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
He went and done running. So they said, you go and do running, but you're off tomorrow. And I wasn't to do running, but I was training the next day. And I went, the two of us haven't got on? He went, yeah, but his load though, you know, he's trained so many days in a row. Off. And I was like, mate, he's not played in the game. Yeah. I was like, he's not come on in the game and he's off tomorrow. But I'm training. And they were like, yeah, but like he's done so many days in a row without a day off and stuff. I was like,
but what do these guys know? They've never played.
Like, I get,
so they,
like,
go to uni, like, I can understand, like, the game's going to move on, right? But when they're then dictating
everybody,
to a manager,
everybody's scared now with injuries though, aren't they? Like, because the game has got quicker and people cover more distance and people do more high intensity distance, everybody's worried about injuries.
That's another thing for me. See this distance and all that cover. That's all care, people care about now. How many kilometres did you cover in a game? Mate, what did you actually do?
Exactly. Oh, he done 13k, that's class.
And show me the real stats.
Show me the real stats, mate.
Love that.
Show me the final third entry. Show me the shots and goal. Show me the key passes or whatever. Yeah. Assist, goals.
What's your stats usually like? What am I?
That's why I said show me the real stats. No, see, to be fair, like, it's my stats are normally quite, like, when I play, yeah. I've not played in ages, but my stats are normally alright. Like, I don't cover loads and loads of ground, right? So like 10.5, 11k. But my high intensity, like in your sprints now, are always dead high.
Yeah.
Plus my speed, people, like, mate, I read it all the time. Ah, my giddy's 34, legs have gone, speed now. Mate, see when we do sprints now, mate, I'm still one of the quickest in the team. Mm. I hear it all the time though. So sometimes I should get
the
stats
up. Do you feel that the diddies in the team sort of date.
I need to watch what I'm saying. I need to watch what I'm saying.
Just in overall football, do you think that the sort of players that are the best or whatever seem to run about to get their stats up? Do you know what I mean?
Wait, were you not playing with diddies last night?
Absolutely. All the times. No, but do you know what I mean with that, mate?
I think we've all done it, haven't we? We've all ran it for a corner, kid, and we're going to hit it. Then
that's what I've done,
Sam.
That's what I've done.
Right, we need to ask you about big time shots. Wait, I can't wait for this segment. Etu.
Wow.
Is Etu the man?
Aye.
Was in massive time?
Aye, but like, see, when you sent that to me about big time shots, I've never really played with that many players who were like properly big time and funny. You obviously play with players like who try to be big time, but they're dicks, do you know what I mean? But like, Robbie Keane was very funny with like big time shouts, but funny, like, so people like that you don't mind, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, see if they're good enough, I don't mind it.
No, like, everybody loves it, don't they? Everybody loves it, but it's when the people, like, I always find this as well, do you know, see the lower down the levels you go,
yeah.
People start getting more big time and talking more about money.
Yeah.
But I've never.
He never shuts up about money.
Don't stop talking about it, mate.
But,
did I put how much in your account today?
£50 a week for the brew. I'm flying.
But honestly, mate, like, you never, like, see playing the Premiership, you would never, like, be playing.
Aye.
You'd never be playing against Eden Hazard, mate, and turn around to you and go like that, mate, I'm on £300,000 a week, what you on? Wouldn't happen. People don't do it. Mate, playing the Championship, you have guys, mate.
Do you?
Aye.
No way.
Mate, you have guys playing for, like, no Brentford, but say, like, QPR or something, and, like, cashing. Oh, not cashing me off, but cashing.
Definitely not cashing you off, mate.
Cashing people off in that. Yeah.
Your skin.
Is it Bellamy? Bellamy told the boys at Clyde, he says, come up and do my garden after the game.
No, it was guys Caldwell.
Well, Gaz Caldwell said that to somebody.
No, Bellamy told Gaz Caldwell that.
No.
So remember we played Hibs.
Yeah.
And Gaz, I think actually Hibs might have beat us that day, or might have drawn, but Gaz done an absolute kiss and tell, mate. This was before he was at Celtic. Gaz done a kiss and tell, mate. Did a paper interview, and he spoke about it. But on the pitch, Bellamy was like, "Yeah, well done, mate. You're probably doing my garden this summer."
What was he like? Even
Bellamy, mate, brand new.
What a player as well.
Was he massive time?
No, he wasn't. Nah, he wasn't massive time. Like, he honestly wasn't. Like, he was. Like, there's every player who is at a certain level is massive time in a way, but yeah. Not condescending and disrespectful. Right. But he did come in one day with, like, he'd an Aston Martin, didn't he?
He had the Ferrari
then,
as well.
Then he had the black Ferrari. Yeah. And I was like, this is a black Ferrari, and he's like. Obviously.
And then Tomo went and bought a Ferrari because Bellamy had one, did he not?
No, Tomo had one before, so Henrik had a Ferrari, but then Tomo got one as well. Tomo was trying to obviously keep up with Henrik, but it's like, mate, you're never going to win that battle, so yeah. Just leave it.
Remember Beats had the Lexus, and all the first team were sitting at Celtic Park in the windy and watching him come out, and his car couldn't get up the hill. They were slotting him the next day. He went and bought an X5. Remember that?
Aye, did I? That's right.
He's some man, big pizza.
Right, come on, give us an Eto'o story. Eto'o. He sounds like a hero.
I mean, Eto'o, mate, again, I don't know. I seem to attract these people. Like, they seem to like me in a way. It used to call me McGee. Mate, don't even think you knew my name. I mean, my name's McGee, but it would go McGee every day, right? And I'm like, mate, he was pure down to earth, right? But like one day I was talking to him, because see when he was in Russia, he played for that team at Angie. Mate, he was on 20 mil a year after tax.
Wow.
After tax, mate. Plus the owner bought him a Bugatti for his birthday. So one day I was at him, did you get the Bugatti in Russia? And he was like, yeah, but I have two Bugattis. I bought one myself and then I got the owner. And I was like, many cars you got? And he was like, 45 cars. And I was just like, but the thing is, mate, I would like be straight up with him and go, Sammy, shut up, mate, you don't have 45 cars. And they'd be like, no, 45 cars. And I was like, well, where are they? He's like, I have some in Milan, some in Paris, some in London. And I was like, have you got the Bugatti here? And he was like, yeah, I've got the Bugatti. I was like, mate, bring it to training. He was like, my friend Everton can't bring Bugatti to Everton. Can't bring Bugatti to it. I was like, mate, bring it in. He was like, yeah, all right, so next day he brought the Bugatti in.
Did he give you a drive?
No, never gave us a drive, but next day he brought the Bugatti in. I was like, legend. Wow. Brand new, mate, honestly. Yeah.
Who's the biggest character you've met?
The biggest character. But see that time, like, that short period that everyone met Eto'o was just like so eye-opening. Like, because obviously Eto'o was like, mate, Barcelona, Inter Milan, Real Madrid, mate, what a player. Still had it, right, but probably lost his legs a bit. Mm-hmm. Wasn't as quick as he was rapid, but still dead clever and still like...
What was saying stats-wise? 8K a game?
Aye, something like that.
What a hero.
Aye, but still loads of ability, mate, like, loads of ability, but he used to just, like, I think he kind of thought, like, I'll come here and I'll play, but he was kind of in and out of the team. Mm-hmm. So, like, Martinez would play in one game, and then next game he'd be dropped, and he'd be like, come on, man. Samuel Eto'o. Do you know what I mean? Samuel Eto'o here.
And who's he getting dropped for, like?
So, like, he'd play, like, Lukaku, or Morales, or Aruna Kone, or something.
Kone, you can't play Kone ahead.
Do you know what I mean? But I think Martinez was like, oh, you know, Sammy, you know, we'll play you one game, we'll play you this. But we played Europa League, right? Can't remember who we played, Europa League. And Sammy was on the bench, but didn't have like any shorts on, or socks, or boots, or nothing.
Slips?
No, but he had joggies on, right?
Joggies,
but he didn't have any of his kit on.
Right.
And Graham Jones, assistant manager, was like, Sammy, come on, you're going on. And he was like, oh. So he's sitting on the bench, right? And I'm like sitting next to him. And he's going to the kit man, can you go in, get my boots, my shin pads, socks, everything, right? Never had anything with him. Mate, 10 minutes has gone by, and he's like putting on his socks so slow, mate. Honestly, man, that was embarrassing. He's like putting on his socks, right? He's like, oh. Graham Jones, mate, assistant manager, brand new as well, Bonner, right? He's going, Sammy, hurry up. And Sammy's like that. Hey, this man here, the name? Assistant man's like, the name? Amazing one. I was just sitting all like, oh, I'm like, Sammy, assistant manager, mate. He's like, who this guy? The name? I fucking love that.
Mate, see, Barcelona, supposedly, I read somewhere that he was like the main voice in the dressing room.
I can see that, to be fair. I honestly, mate, I can see that because, like, he was quite outspoken. Yeah. Like, obviously, he would be, do you know what I mean? Like, he's played at such a high, mate, he played for the biggest teams in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest teams in the world, but he was quite outspoken, but he was the hilarious man.
What about Lukaku as well? Good.
Good player, mate, aye. Mm-hmm. Top player. One of them, mate, knew he starts off by heart, though. You know, if you've got that, Rom, many goals you scored this season? Got that, 16? No, straight away, mate, knew his goals, mate, off by heart. And then I went to MD asked him, many you scored this season? 25. Straight away. But, like, honestly, man, he could be...
Was Martinez really good?
Didn't ask him. He was?
Nah, like, tactically, mate, he was, like, streets ahead of any other manager I've seen.
So see, tactically, so see, when you say that, because I want to know. So see, tactically, what is it, like, phases of play that he does? Is it rotations?
Not even like phases of play, just
how to beat the other team.
Aye, basically. Yeah. So he'd come up with a way to beat the other team. Some training session would be based around, say, we're playing Swansea, and he'd seen something, and then, well, when they get moved around a lot, it isolates, like, if you move it side to side, like, three passes dead quickly, you can get in this way. No. If you like go side to side quickly and back across, you can get in. So we'd work on that in training, and then you'd kind of do it at the weekend and it would work.
Yeah.
But it would be like, keep the ball over this side for like two or three passes or four passes and then come out quick. And like, we would work on that in training. But training wouldn't just be you do that, it would be like little games based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would work.
Six goal game,
mate. Worst shout ever. Worst shout ever. Your mate said that. Worst shout ever. But no, mate, Martinez was like, some of the things he used to do, like, I'd never seen before. Like, you know, obviously, it's probably quite common now, triggers where, say, Gaz Barry would drop in to make a back three as soon as he done
I loved
that.
When Barry done that.
Aye. So what as soon player. As he done that, right, so he'd drop in to make a back three.
Right.
As soon as he ran in, the two fullbacks,
aye,
they had to sprint up the pitch as quick as they could.
So
that was the trigger for them to go higher.
So it all came from Barry's movement.
So it came from Barry's movement, and then, like, he would do things in training where he'd get two boxes marked on, like, inside the other team's half, just on the halfway line, and he played this formation called split strikers. I'd never seen it before. Split strikers, two strikers, I'm used to not, or one striker, or ten.
So what's split strikers?
Basically, it's two strikers, but they play wide.
Is that the wingers? Are they no wingers then?
Well, aye, but they've still to go and, like, get in the box and still be as strikers, right, but they kind of play wide when the team doesn't have the ball. So they kind of play as wide when everyone doesn't have the ball. But he'd mark these two boxes, right, and he would say, the split strikers, whoever it was, Kev Mraz and Lukaku, you don't come back past that box.
I'd love that.
But honestly, my debut, played Stevenage away in the cup, and I was running back. Some people probably think this is a lie, but no, I was actually working back the pitch. And he would be like, don't do that. You go up there. And I'd be like, but what if, like, the fullback?
Aye, he bombs on.
What if the fullback bombs on and it's 2v1? He'd be like, no, you go up. He'd be like, that's
perfect for you. That.
He'd be like, that's Gareth Barry's job. That's James McCarthy's job. That's their job to get out.
That's like the Rangers serving, isn't it?
Mm.
With Jack probably, and Davis.
It's quite similar,
right? Similar, huh?
He would do things like that, and I'm like,
do you think, but with it, I've heard it with, like, Rodgers as well. It's like this, as you're saying, like, three, we want an overload of players here this side. And do you think that's football, though? Because I feel sometimes like owning the game, it doesn't work like that. So they're almost trying to see what's happening before.
Oh, yeah, a thousand steps ahead.
Yeah,
and sometimes when I watch, listen, I love Rodgers. Me and Rodgers are actually really close now, but I actually think sometimes, like, that's why it's boring. Because they're passing it sideways for these openings to happen.
It's like the manager's dictating how the game's going to go instead of the players just for seeing it themselves.
Everybody's a different type of player, so you're kind of a robot's type.
I know what you mean, because I've heard that. My dad says this all the time. He's always like, football's not even enjoyable to watch anymore.
Yeah, it's just so tactical, isn't like, it?
How many players get the ball and get it and go by somebody?
Off seats.
Go by somebody or get it. Yeah. And, like, there's only a handful of players that actually probably go, they actually do that. Do you know what I mean?
So see Martinez, would he... When you get the ball, with he let you stay? Like,
aye.
Well, that's all right then, I don't mind that.
To be fair, I never really played under him, but that was the other side.
Jedi mind trick, was that what you said in the interview?
Aye, Jedi mind tricks, man, aye. He was amazing at that. Amazing, mate.
Well, you'd go in the office and he would just go completely off subject.
I would go in to see him, man, a bit like not playing, and then I'd come back out and go, I didn't even ask him what I was going to ask him. We'd put it on you like, Aiden, how are you? Like, straight away, like, and you'd be like, oh. But even like, I hadn't played for about 6 months, right? And, like, this is no word to lie, mate. I was doing really well in training, but I, like, wasn't even making the squads. And I went in to see him and I said, look, I need to go on loan. I said, I need to leave because, like, I said, we've got the Euros, we've got the Euros in the summer. I said, I'm not getting the squad if I'm not playing. And he was like, right, okay, listen, you can go on loan and all that. So eventually went on loan to Sheffield Wednesday, and the day I was leaving, I went in to see him and said, oh, see you later. And he was like, listen, if you didn't have the Euros, I would tell you to stay because you're this close to playing. But I was like, Gaffer, I've sat in the stand for 6 months. Mate, I would go in and see him and be like, Gaffer, how come I can't even make a squad? I can't even make the bench. He'd be like, listen, the last 2 weeks in training, you've been top notch. You know, things like that, I would say, right? And then another 2 weeks would go by and I would go in and see him again and he would go, the last week in training, you have been...
That and I'm like, Gaffer,
I've been amazing for the last 6 weeks. And then he'd go, yeah, but those 2 weeks where I said you were there, this week you've been better. You know what?
Imagine
every
time
that
he's like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Started there.
By the way, it's a great link though for Ireland because we're going to move on to that. Martin Neal. Tapatoni, we forget boy's name as well, isn't
it? Trap Eye.
What was the boy's name again? The wee fullback you told me. And then?
Kevin Foley.
Is that
Kevin
one?
Foley. Oh, I can't even remember exactly what it was about, but basically. He was like talking like the trap, mate. Trap, what a legend of a guy, mate. Absolute legend, man.
Is he a hero?
Aye, huh? Legend, man. What
in
a
what
guy.
Way?
Just like pure, like, really nice manner about him, and just like legend of the game, mate. He's won everything in football, won everything, man. But just the nice manner on that as well. Go to his bed at 9 o'clock every night. To be fair, so that's how like we would always like have nights out all the time, mate.
Did you have fun there?
Nah, he, like, he, if he caught lads going out, he would just be like, ah, come on, you know, respect and that. But lads would just go out all the time.
Oh, brilliant.
Amazing nights out. But the one with Kevin Foley, I can't remember what it was about, but he was like, you know, and we have to, you know, we have to get and we have to play and do this and do that. And, you know, McShane, you do this. And then, wait, Kevin Foley's been in the squad about two anyway.
Coke him down.
And then... killed him, Dan.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
Ah, but he was class, man. He was class.
What's the best night out you've had to Ireland?
Best night out? Maybe loads of nights out. See, to be honest, man, I think one of the reasons we done so well was because we had a squad that...
Damien Duff said that as well.
That's one of the reasons we done so well. Like, no one would look at our team and go, oh, mate, they've got unbelievable players. But, mate, we went to two European Championships, almost qualified for World Cup, with Thierry Henry handled it.
Yeah.
And then got to the World Cup playoff against Denmark. Our team spirit, because no one would say that our team was that good, really. Mm. A few good players, do you know what I mean? But some amazing nights out, man.
Any big stories for us?
Don't you come in on a Sunday, and it would be like, a Sunday would always be like the day you travel. So you get in, and it'd be like, who's in yet? Like, who's landed? And then like a text would go out and say, oh, me, thingy, whatever, or down the pub. Dump your bags, mate, go down the pub. And then on a Monday you'd do a cool down anyway, wouldn't you? Because you'd played on the Saturday for your club. And then like Fridays.
Was that every time you went away, huh?
Every time. Mate, there was one we played like Macedonia away, and then there was a friendly against Italy on the Tuesday. It might have been the Monday or the Tuesday. Played Macedonia away. Then Paul McShane had like a charity golf day. We all went to that. Obviously drinking the whole day, like great day. Went out as well. And the next day travelling to Belgium to play Italy. I think Italy were the world champions at the time as well. Obviously big deal because the Trap's a legend in Italy. Travelling on the Monday at 9 o'clock, like we'd been out the Sunday all day and went out the Sunday night. So then like sitting on the bus and like you're like waiting on the lads coming down and you just see like, it's just an absolute shambles. Like Shane Long's coming on the bus, mate, wearing like a big massive pair of shades that you stole from somebody in the nightclub. And then Kevin Foley, Kevin Foley, like, he's trying to get two of his big bags down, but you were told leave your bags at the hotel because we'll be flying back to Dublin.
Right.
But he's trying to wheel two big suitcases down. He's trying to wheel two big suitcases down. I was like, Kev, mate, like, you don't need to bring your bags. He's like, oh, yeah. And then, like, Mark Wilson's coming down, wearing the wrong kit and stuff like that, like wearing his training kit, but we're travelling. But instead of like his tracksuit, just stuff like that, mate. Went and beat Italy 2-0.
Did you, did?
Aye. Went and beat Italy 2-0.
It just shows you, didn't it? Who was the funny ones of the team?
There was loads of good lads, to be fair. Keno's funny.
Is Robbie Keane funny, is he?
Keane's funny, aye. But he's like funny, aye, very funny, but like big time as well. Yeah. But like, you know, you used to say stuff to him. But like, oh, Keno, you're like, you run the show here, don't you? Is that? That's what happens when you score a zillion goals for Ireland.
Did you like him as Elliston?
Mate, I'm sure he used to go away on the Monday, back to London for 5 days, didn't he? And come back for the Saturday in the games. Is that right? No,
he did used to always though get like a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Maybe even off to the Wednesday. Huh?
Aye, never really there.
What a hero.
See, going away for a tournament in the Euros, is it amazing? Or can it be quite boring?
It's quite boring because it's a good 6-7 weeks, do you know what I mean? Much to break it up either. It's like every day in the hotel, training, back into the hotel, lunch, dinner, sitting watching box sets. Do you know what I mean? Like, you actually grow tired of people as well. You start to get annoyed with people.
Who would annoy you?
No, just in general.
Paul McShane be annoying, not?
No, I got on Wilmer.
He's a good guy.
I got on Wilmer, guy.
Trying to think of the ones that.
No, there was no one in particular.
Did you play with Duffin?
Aye.
Good guy.
Quite quiet though.
Yeah.
Who's Shane Duffin?
No, Damon Duff.
Aye. Was he quiet? Aye.
Aye, like kept himself. Quite
was he brilliant? Player.
Aye, he was a good player, mate. Aye.
Who'd be the best you played with? Duffin.
With Ireland.
Yeah.
Pains me to say it. Probably Roy Keane.
Is he fighting?
No, Roy Keane obviously was a. Probably one of the best centre midfielders of his generation, do you know what I mean, the Premier League. But to be fair, he never played much for Ireland. He probably used to pull out the squads a lot, like a lot of friendlies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Man United wouldn't, I think Alex Ferguson wouldn't want him playing friendlies in case he got injured.
But is he in training, like would he be head and shoulders above everyone else?
No, he was good. Do you know, like, not nothing fancy.
Simple,
but like, not give the ball away. Not give the ball away, and just obviously dead demanding. Keno was obviously really, really good. Duff was, at that time when Duff had just signed for Chelsea, Duff was flying. Mm. Like, him in one wing, Robin another. Richard Dunn was good as well.
He's meant to be the best drinker in the world, eh?
Incredible, mate.
What, is it Guinness?
Anything, mate. Like, but he could probably drink 3 pints to my one in the same time. Yeah. Easy. And I'm not slow drinking.
Right, John Shea was there, wasn't he?
Shazy as well, aye. That's
a good team, good team, aye.
What about playing against when you were down there, Premiership? Playing Ozil's been left to Arsenal's 25 man squad. He's your type, you love him though, didn't you?
Ozil, aye. Well, aye, he's. I don't know what's went on at Arsenal. Like, Ozil's probably a similar situation to myself at the minute.
Yeah, his stats are easy 4K, isn't it?
Easy. Maybe we played, when I was on loan at Charlton there, we played Arsenal, right? How ridiculous is this, mate? We'd only been back 5 days training, and it was like 5 days non contact, remember, after coronavirus?
Aye, yeah, aye.
5 days non-contact, and all we'd done was a few runs. On the Friday, we were meant to be playing a practice match between ourselves on the Saturday. Came in on the Friday and Leeboy went like, right lads, playing Arsenal at Emirates tomorrow. And they were like, what? He went, Arsenal at Emirates tomorrow, so see you there. 6-0 we lost.
Why the fuck would you organise that?
Oh, I was like, mate, this guy was a confidence booster, do you know what I mean? 6-0 we lost.
You were talking to Tierney that day, weren't you?
Yeah, I was talking to him, aye.
Was he up against you?
No, I played on the left, he was playing left back. They were head and shoulders above us, like, this way. But Ozil, to be fair, played that day,
yeah.
But he was so bothered, mate. He was like, honestly, in first gear, like, no joke, every time he got the ball, he played a one-touch pass. I think he was doing it on purpose. I think he was doing it to annoy the manager. I was like, how good is Ozil? I've played against Ozil before when he played for Germany, against Ireland, and they beat us 6-1. And he was at Real Madrid at the time, mate, and he was, like, you know, you think, oh, he's a top player.
Yeah.
It's when you're on the pitch and you're in the same situation as them.
What is going on, man, then?
I don't...
Football's changed as well. He's another one who doesn't run a bit enough.
There's politics as well, isn't there? A lot of politics going on in football these days.
Who else has been good that you've played against, like, top?
What have you got here? Who's the best?
Yeah.
Messi.
Well, on the day he was brilliant, or you're just saying him because of how...
No, on the day. Played him loads of things. Played against Ronaldo as well quite a few things, but do you remember the last 16 game at Parkhead where Messi scored 2?
Yeah.
Aye. Big call to him.
That was when, mate, he was on the cusp of people saying he could be the best player in the world. Mm-hmm. He was unbelievable. He was on my side as well. He would get the ball and come inside and play like a pass, right? And you would be looking. And then the ball would go back and he'd be over there. You know, like bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the ball would come back and he'd play another one-touch pass. So then you're looking to go see where it's went. By the time the player's played a one-touch pass back, he's over there. He'd be like, bang, then he's over here, then over there.
See, sometimes it's weird. Sometimes when I was watching that game, it just stuns.
He does. But
then when it comes round about him, that's when he goes.
Seeing that team, he didn't need to. Messi doesn't need to work back. And to be fair, he played on the right back then as well. He didn't really need to work back. They have all the players to do that.
Who was
Yaya Touré? Yaya Touré centre back.
He's like three players.
Ronaldinho was playing that night. That was when Caddy get the whipped.
Oh, so he did. He says to him, "Do you know? Did Strachan say to him, 'Do you know see Martinez hitting the Diags?'"
Oh,
Caddy's like, "What do you want to say to him, man?"
I felt a bit sorry for Caddy though, because Caddy didn't exactly do badly.
No, he done alright, didn't he?
But Deco, or what's his name?
Marquez, it is.
Marquez,
what a player.
Deco and Marquez were like playing Diags to Ronaldinho, so Ronaldinho's playing on the left. And like, no joke, probably that height off the ground, but like lasers right into his chest, about six in a row. And you know, when you see that, you go, that's the difference, man. Mm. That is the difference.
We Caz probably had about six bags of Space Raiders before that game.
Probably, aye. Right? Chippy as well, didn't pretty much.
Pure pickled onion in Ronaldinho's face.
But Ronaldinho was just like getting the ball in his chest, and Caddy was like trying to get the ball, and he was just going, "Wee man, stay there." And then you've got Abidal overlapping
you.
That must have been the best team you've played against.
Probably. No, the best team I played against, mate. Spain, 2016 Euros. 2012 Euros. Oh my god,
they were the best team in the world.
Best team ever.
Who was the manager? Del Bosque.
I think it was Del Bosque, mate. Didn't even play a striker. Aye, Gary Penge's old man, aye. Didn't play a striker, mate.
No, they did. They just were just chasing for 10 midfielders.
So that was that Euros where obviously all that went on.
Yeah.
I think they had the record for European Championships. The record amount of passes. They had like 980 passes against us that game. And we had something like 150.
Wow. That's actually all right, to be fair.
Right, honestly, man, the hardest game of football I've ever played in my life.
What about fullback coming up against? I remember I'd be like, watch it, Old Trafford never looked horrible to play. He's a rash, wasn't he?
Aye.
What was that? Was that to be game fair, though, like, nah.
Naka scored a free
Naka
kick.
Naka scored a free kick, huh?
I wouldn't have said Neville, mate, because I just didn't play well that game. Right. Nothing to do with him, I just didn't have a good game.
Who was the game was it Maldini's pants you pulled down?
Colaccini, mate.
Colaccini, mate.
Twisted his spine, didn't he?
Oh, wow, mate. That was
Canadian band.
That's when you announced yourself, wasn't it? Or was it before then?
Possibly, aye. Nah, possibly. Probably
because to date that level, mate. Listen, it's hard to date for any level, but to go into European stage is unbelievable.
That's one thing I said last time as well. That was what like Tommy Burns used to always say: like, don't just be content with being a player at Celtic, be a Champions League player, be a Champions League player, and be doing it in Europe for Celtic. But that probably was just don't know that you probably have confidence. Like, they always say like that youthful confidence, don't they? Mm-hmm. But I just done things and I didn't care if I lost the ball or that.
I'm sure we went to Carbon after that game.
Nah, you'd have been quite young then.
Was it?
Because I was only 18.
Oh, was it?
I was 18.
Was he? Maybe it was another Champions League game.
Oh, there would have been loads of Champions League games.
Should he have played for Celtic?
No.
I should have.
No, I shouldn't have. Absolutely.
Why are you saying that? I think you should have. But why did people say then that you were so good?
I know, but it's already been a good youth player, isn't it? Anyone can do that. Wasn't it good enough?
Nah, I think.
No. Charlie
because you were a good passer, weren't you? And you were quite clever.
He doesn't like any compliments.
No, good vision as well, no.
I can't even remember, mate.
He hates compliments,
no, I don't know. That was all that. That wasn't good enough, mate. Petrov, that miles better than me. Miles better, Lambert, Lennon. Like how? They're miles better than me.
But I would say that was before you. That team is before you.
But that was when I was good when they were there. So I was in when I was 17, and then I'd done my ankle for 2.5 years.
Oh, that's right. Aye.
So
aye, he probably could have. Aye.
See, when you see, you didn't care. See, if Lennon, that would be if you try a trick, get away. See, next time you go, would you just do it again?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Aye, then, mate, not being, like, he would never pass the ball, but why would you want him to pass the ball? He's the best player.
No, but
that's him. But then
as you get older though, it's this thing though, that's why I always think, see, the best players in the world, like Messi, Ronaldo, they've earned the right to do what they want, haven't they? But even like Gareth Bale's, Neymar's, like, see, the best players in the world, they have that mentality where they don't care and they will do what they want whenever. So say me or you, right, and we do something, like say you try a trick or whatever, you give the ball away, there's always something in the back of your head that goes, if I give this away again,
but you never used to hear that.
No, I know, but as you get older though, like, you probably do think about it more. Yeah. It's just human nature, isn't it? Because it's confidence. But what is confidence? It's not even a real thing. It's something that's made in your head, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not even a real, you can't touch it. But these guys don't care. These guys, like Gareth Bale, I'm not saying Gareth Bale best player in the world, but he was for a while. But get the ball, go inside and shoot, miles over the bar. Next team gets it, goes inside, shoots over the bar. Next team gets it, top in.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But
in my opinion, that's the difference, 100%. The mentality between a top player and an elite player. Do you know what I mean? That's
great,
that's
point
my
you've
opinion.
Made, mate.
Right, we're nearly done.
I'm all right, mate, when I get bored.
See, I want to ask you this. So you said you played like Lukaku, Eto'o, they were obviously top players. How do they compare to guys like Larsson, Sutton? I'll put Hartson in there because the Hartson was on fire at the time, but were they a level above Larsson and Sutton?
Nah. No, it's difficult to say. You can't really compare the two. That was Scotland and that's England, do you know what I mean? And Eto'o, Real Madrid, Inter Milan, Barca. Mm-hmm. I know Henrik played for Barca and Man United as well. Larsson, I would say, yeah. Larsson was up there as well. Sutton, Hartson, it's difficult to say. That'd be a level below Lukaku. Now, Lukaku's went to Man United, went to Inter.
Yeah.
I don't think Sutton, Hartson were at that level, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Without being disrespectful, they were
top players ahead.
Aye, they were. Up here, they were top players, aye, of course they were. The record speaks for itself. Sutton was brilliant. Hartson was brilliant as well. The amount of goals he scored. Sutton was very underrated though as well.
I thought Sutton was amazing.
You know how good Sutton was, really good technically as well.
Yeah,
you see volleys in that. Cause I mean, when Bellamy signed, they used to take the piss out of Bellamy because like they got on well with him, but like say Bellamy would miss a chance or like because probably his finishing probably wasn't as good as Sutton's, but Bellamy like kept missing chances in a training session and the ball would come to Sutton, mate, left foot volley first time top, and he would be like, "There you go, Billers, that's how you do it, son." But Bellamy would like because they know they could wind him up. Sutton was a great player.
Remember he went and played centre half, centre mid,
about,
wasn't he?
No pace of that, but like
playing with the fucking Valsports.
Playing with the Valsports, mate. So really, you're off to a bad start, aren't you?
Playing with Timberlands. But he wore Valsports. You should have. See when they were wet, they weighed an absolute ton, mate.
Do you remember the Valsports?
Oh, his big tongue flip, wasn't it? Aye. Is that right?
But the white, the ones with the white, and then the ones with the green.
I bought them. I had a pair of Valsports. Do you remember that?
Do you know that makes you feel a bad player? See, when you have horrible boots on, you feel rubbish, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Lubo wore the Mizuno's, didn't he?
Aye. Oh, what was he like?
Oh, I was never in the first team of Lubo.
Oh, well, you know.
No, but I remember when I was about 15, we used to train at Hamilton Palace, and his wee
boy Matouche,
aye.
Played in my team.
But mate, I would look over, this is a Friday night, and like we had half the pitch, and they'd half the pitch, so like the under-13s, Lubo's wee boy played for him. I'd look over, mate, and Lubo would be joining in training with his under-13s.
Wow, that's amazing.
He's Nike... No tempos, but remember like the kind of vapours.
Pencil things.
Aye. Lubo's joined in training with under-13s. Whipping balls that's in the goal and all that.
His boy was fucking hopeless, isn't he? Had to
play. I can't really remember him.
Matouche,
he was younger. Probably same age as you then,
yeah, he played in my team.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Really bad?
Hopeless.
Here's an unbelievable wee segment, how I can change it, Simon, right?
We've not got, like, 10 minutes.
10 minutes, we'll make this very quick. Obviously, Dun South, probably look at your game, know the best, right? What do you 100%. Fight? Right, but see, with Shane Duffy coming at the moment, it looks like he's getting very exposed.
Mm-hmm.
See down there, is it miles better than here?
What level, though?
Si, can you take care, mate?
I know what you mean.
Give me that jacket. You're thinking, can I put your jacket on? Do you want to switch jackets?
No.
I like that one, by the way. Where's this fit?
ASOS.
When's the hydro?
January, mate, but we're praying it goes January. If no, then it'll be...
You gotta come.
You said that to me before. Nah, mate.
No?
Hey.
Mate, the hydro, like, so it's all right.
Have you put like five cones out, you can like dribble in and out of them?
Imagine we get me
like cut around the worlds and that. I do have a truck named after me.
You used to do that with Tommy Burns for about 3 years, mate. Just dribble.
I do have a truck named after me, mate, in FIFA, do you know what I mean? So,
mate, you've...
Could do that.
Tricks for fun, man.
Do you play FIFA?
Nah. Well, but all I get is wee guys who don't even know who I'm, got that. The giddy spin. And I'm like, aye, aye. Well, that was great.
Mate, see Celtic, mate, see Celtic.
Remember that spin?
Aye, used to work a treat.
Mate, you did it on your debut, didn't you?
Mm.
At Tynecastle. And then did you cross it and scored?
No, it was right after though. I got the free kick and then I scored from the...
So you did?
The ball came to the back post.
Who was your hero at Celtic when you were a kid? Was it Larsson?
It was Ulrich Larsson.
Oh, it was Josval Harren.
Stinky Pete.
Stinky Pete.
Mate, he used to wear the worst shoes ever. Must have been on, what, 20 grand a week? Remember his square toe shit flickers he wore every day? Even with my attacking...
I heard that Tomo Sutton were horrible to him.
To all the defenders gone to
But as I laugh, but who was your...
My hero.
Because obviously everybody was Larsson, wasn't it?
The thing is, it would have been Larsson, but I was more... I was like different. See the way I liked football. I used to watch football from everywhere. Like Maradona was my absolute hero. Maradona. But like Larsson, I liked it, like Di Canio. I loved Di Canio as well. He was only there for one season. But it was probably Larsson, aye.
Larsson it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Everybody's is Larsson though, innit? Like,
see, when you made your debut, Larsson, was he talking to you during the game there?
Nah, not really, to be fair, no. Before the game, I can't even remember if he did. No, I didn't.
No, did he talk to change
didn't speak
to
him?
That's mad. Oh, there you go.
Didn't speak to him, did he?
That's us.
No, no, keep it going a wee bit longer. I want to ask you a thing.
Right. That's what, you've got to get back down the road to now.
Oh, no, I'm in no rush. I'll go back later on.
I've ordered a Sunday roast, eh?
Have you?
From where?
Canteen 58. It's amazing, mate.
Is it?
Oh, beef brisket.
I want a flat in the West End, mate.
Like they love the Sunday roast in England.
Can you buy
him
a flat? He's probably got about 10. Can you get him a flat in the West End?
Are you an entrepreneur?
An entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur.
No, I just I've always been quite...
clever.
John Higgins said your house is like a supermarket.
Two postcodes.
What was the thinking behind the suit jacket? Did you see that on a model and think, I like that?
Aye. Mate, I see, be fair, like... See, because
it's quite dressy though, isn't it? For like a Sunday, innit?
I want to look, see the German managers wear. You seen that with the blazer on the trainers?
Yeah, the trainers,
aye, aye.
I think that's my style, innit?
What's that other thing?
They're short as well, so you've got to look.
Right, I want to ask him one more thing.
Right, last question, what is it?
Shane Duffy.
All right.
What you were saying about Shane Duffy?
I was going home with him. Just be careful.
I don't know, like, I thought, like, did they not start really well? We scored like three goals in three games.
Is he really slow?
I wouldn't have said so. I wouldn't have, well, from when I played with him, no. Because I was with Shane at Everton and obviously played with Myland. No, I wouldn't say really slow, no, not at all.
He seems like that since he's came at Celtic.
But you said though, didn't you, about people down in England viewing Scottish game?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Yeah.
You've played in England, mate. You've seen the way people in England view the Scottish game. It's honestly, man, like, out up there. See, when I used to be at Everton, they'd be like Dundee United against, like, Hamilton. All right. Bad example, right?
Shocking example.
Bad example, right? Because I would turn that off as well. But like Dundee United against Hearts or something, right? And it would be on the training ground. Get that off, man. Absolute pub league, man. Disgrace.
Do you find Scotland and England, you playing in both, is there a massive difference? Obviously, the quality of players going to be.
I think the Premier League, there's a difference. Of course there is.
Yeah.
You'd be stupid to say there's not. Of course there is. There's a step up. Because otherwise, all the players in the Premiership would come and play in Scotland, wouldn't they? But they don't.
See, in the Premier, do you get more time on the ball though? See, when
in
you watch it sometimes.
In the Premier League, you probably do, actually. Aye.
It's under my own
idea,
isn't it?
That is,
so maybe that's how Duffy's now find it hard to.
But see, Duffy at Brighton, mate, like, he would defend on the edge of his box, isn't it? It's like what Paul Merson said about Harry Maguire. Up at Celtic, he needs to defend on the half failing. You know what I mean? It's a different game, isn't it? I think he's good at defending his box.
The game today, actually. Yeah. How many times did you see the Celtic defence running back towards their own goal?
Exactly. I don't think
that's a great shout.
Thanks, mate.
So he's switched on into his coaching stuff.
He knows
his
football. He does.
If you get a job, you take it.
Definitely. You got a job, take me. Uh-huh. I'll be the kit man.
Are you getting into management?
I don't know. I'm doing. Nah.
Mate, you should.
Who would you take?
Says you've got what? What is it Brent says? I've got opinions.
I've got things to say.
Things to say. That's you, mate.
I think, honestly, mate, I'd like to be a manager, but I don't know. I've done a bit of coaching. I'm just finished my B licence, right? But I'm on the course, man.
By the way, we could talk days for this.
This
because
is mind-numbing.
He's a very good coach, mate.
I don't know if I enjoy the coaching, though. I don't know if I do, but I see, like, being a manager and you having the responsibility and you managing personalities and players, I think I'd love it because I've played under so many managers.
Who would you take for the most?
You've been about 30 different personalities. You've managed your sales about 30 different personalities.
Probably, aye.
Who would you take the most, a manager? What manager that you've worked under?
Well, like, obviously, tactically, I like Martinez, Unai Emery, I liked.
Did you like him?
Was it a good evening under Unai
good
Emery?
Good evening,
was
aye, aye. I had him in Spartak.
So he did, actually, aye. It was hard to see you playing against Celtic that night, remember?
Yeah, it was hard myself, to be honest with you. And see, when it came out, I knew we were going to get Celtic as well, and I didn't even want to get Celtic, because I just knew it would just start up this, like, so much publicity over coming back to Celtic.
Did you get a hard time about that?
No, about leaving.
People say you live for money, but did you go, didn't you?
Well, Celtic sold me, didn't they?
I always thought that at the time, because I was there when you were leaving. I was in the physio room. I remember you were talking about it, but it was Celtic that sold you, wasn't it? Obviously
there's no move that comes about without both parties wanting it as well. But Celtic, obviously, I think everybody was getting a good deal.
Yeah,
Celtic were getting 10 million for me, and I was moving to a big club, playing Champions League again in like a different country. To be honest, I probably didn't want to go to Russia at the time, but when that was the one that was likely to happen, I was like, I'll go and I'll have a go at it and I'll embrace it.
Slaney, you know he's fluent in Russian.
I was actually typed your name in the other day.
I'm not fluent, but I'm not fluent anymore, but I can speak it.
I watched your thing with Everton. I think it was Europa League, and you done and they all clapped you at the end.
Aye.
It's amazing.
But the Russian people, though, they love that because most foreigners go there.
And don't
see the Brazilians and stuff. Mate, they're not bothered, man. They don't learn any Russian at all. But then when I started doing it, they were like, this is amazing. A guy who's really bought into our mentality and our culture. Like, they loved it.
Mm. What about Liam Henderson speaking Italian the other day? See it?
That's class.
But he's speaking Italian. He's a great see, the thing is, mate, see when you play across there, in any country, you will pick it up.
What, just being in a dressing room?
See, mate, I had lessons, like you don't learn much that you really need to know. The stuff you hear every day, that's the way you pick up.
I wanted to ask you, did you get the same interpreter as Gaz O'Connor? Did you get his old interpreter?
No, he was
at... Because Gaz says he gave him a motor, didn't he? Because he went and interviewed Gaz. Gaz says he gave his interpreter a motor.
I don't... Gaz was at Locomotive Moscow, wasn't he?
Oh, so he was.
But I was talking to Bill Yelitinov. Remember Bill Yelitinov? So he was at Everton. So he was at Locomotive with Gaz O'Connor and then came to Spartak when I was there. We signed back from Everton. And I was saying to him, oh, how was Gaz O'Connor on that there? And he was like, oh... He did an interview like in like a Scottish newspaper after we won the Russian Cup saying, oh, I got 100 grand and I went and bought a Ferrari and that. He went absolutely talking nonsense. Talking nonsense, man. Did they not have about 3 cars in Moscow? Yeah, like a Bentley and like a Hummer and all that.
I do love him. Was it a good night out as well?
Amazing. Mate, what a city, Moscow.
Is it completely different for here?
Totally different. It's like 15 million people in Moscow.
Wow.
15 million people. Man. Mad traffic was ridiculous. Traffic was like London, but I'd say worse. But like restaurants, nights out, unbelievable.
Was
amazing shopping a lot. Amazing.
The football good.
Aye, it was. Aye, better than I thought it was as well.
Is it?
We like Zenit, Spartak, CSKA, Lokomotiv Rubin Kazan, like all good teams. Like Zenit were class when I was there. They were really good.
Was that when who was it? Who was playing for Zenit at that time? What was the Ukrainian midfielder I loved with the long hair?
Timoshuk. Timoshuk. I thought he was quite
just basic but very.
He'd like Hulk.
Hulk was there.
International superstar Axel Witsel.
Who's that? The Belgian. what's that about?
Just because one of my, you know, Richie Keogh. He was playing
for
Derby. Funny, Richie Keogh. He's funny. He was playing for Derby, and they were playing Zenit in a pre-season game in Austria, and like the announcer was announcing Zenit over the tannoy, and it was like. And number 9, Denis Glushikov or whatever the guy's name was, right? And it was like, an international superstar, Axel Witsel. And he was like, sounded like a rock star.
Amazing. Right, that's us.
Wait, would you ever... Did you ever... Was there ever a chance you wanted to come back to Celtic?
You're teeing me up here.
I know.
You
are teeing me up. He's not a headline at you, isn't he?
Like this guy did on his radio show.
Would you have wanted to?
Celtic fans like that. McGeady thinks he'd come back to Celtic. Who's he think he is? That's not what I said.
No, I know.
Of course. But see, when I was a bit younger, I think I had the option, but Ronnie Dyle was the manager. Right. And I still thought, I've got a chance of playing at Everton. I was still holding on to them. Martinez, but so Martinez was probably telling me I was class in training that day.
His hand was up there at this
Martinez
point.
Martinez was at Aiden. But I still thought I had a chance of playing. I kept holding on to that dream that I was going to play. And then Celtic, like big Kendo phoned me and he was like, oh, would you fancy it? And I said, no, just now. Mm-hmm. But then after that, Rogers got the job. And then I never heard.
Do you miss it when you leave, Aiden?
You do, of course you do. You're like, see, I'm seeing Celtic possibly doing 10 in a row. Mm. And like Bruni and Jamesy and all that, like the amount of trophies they've won. Of course you do, aye. But there's parts that you don't miss as well. There's so much pressure, of course, with Celtic. Yeah. Playing for Celtic and living in Glasgow. It's part of that I didn't miss. You living away. I've now lived away for 10 years.
See, that pressure, though, is that the most you've had in your career when you're at Celtic?
Spartak was big as well, to be fair. Right. Spartak was obviously, I told you the story about the ultras coming to training ground and all that. Spartak was bad as well. Like, a lot of pressure. Celtic would be, though, because Celtic's a club in crisis, mate, if you lose 2 games.
Yeah.
Like, if Celtic lost today... Then you see the stats of Celtic haven't lost 3 games in a row since 1997. Lenny's under pressure, and it's just natural. Like, you're talking about it, and we're talking about it. Do you know what I mean?
That's just the games.
Right, mate, we need to apologise as well. Me and Lewis Morgan, absolutely, you see it?
Aye.
Killed you, mate, sorry.
See, the thing is, right, like, your interviews are supposed to be funny and light-hearted, and I get Morgan was probably, like, trying to tell funny stories, but see the time and the place, because obviously the situation I'm in at Sunderland. I was just like, oh.
Well, I will say Adam Matthews is on. He's on yesterday, Monday, and he'll
back his back up. In your head. Thing is, see the story he told, right? I was getting loads of grief about the story about when I walked in the dressing room and he said, I walked in and said, oh, yous aren't good enough, yous won't play at a higher level. I got a journalist phoning me right after that interview went out, right. And he was like, Lewis Morgan said these comments, what have you got to say? And I was like, wait, mate, this is what happened. I walked in the dressing room, right, and we just had like Drew to all Accrington Stanley, right? Do you know what I mean? Accrington Stanley, little, no disrespect, but someone should be beating Accrington Stanley. And we had a big meeting. Jack Ross was like, right, lads, open forum, everybody have a say. Loads of people spoke up, and I said, lads, this is genuinely the exact way I said it. I went, lads, I'm like 33 now. Chances are I probably won't play at a higher level again. But I'd imagine all of yous have aspirations to play at a higher level. Or you should have. If yous can't handle the fans getting on yous out there against Accrington Stanley on a Tuesday night, yous won't.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to bottle that up, and you have to be able to like block that out and deal with that pressure. That's something you have to do. And if you can't do it out there, then you won't. That was what I said. Mm-hmm. But Morgie acted as if I walked in and went like that. Ah, yous lot won't play at a higher level. That's not what I said. Nah. But even that journalist, when I said to him, mate, see if Lee Cartermell or Kevin Ball or a Sunderland legend
said
that.
It'd be amazing that they've said that.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
I went, what was I saying that was wrong there? And he went, no, you're actually right.
I say the same thing to boys in our team, eh? Mm-hmm. What you've just said. But it was that happens in dressing room everywhere.
It's because of the situation I'm in, not Sunderland now. People don't know what's went on.
And see, when people say about you, have you been like that, demanding?
Uh-huh.
Because you've got high standards.
I would say that, well, why wouldn't I have high standards at a club like Sunderland? Because see, if you're accepting a 2-0 draw with Accrington Stanley at home.
That's why they're in the situation they're in.
Well, if you're going to accept that, then Sunderland will be in League One for the foreseeable, if that's acceptable. But I wasn't digging anyone out. And by the way, I was never ever personal with anyone either. Mm. And he killed me as well, man. We were kicking the balls away. He made it look as if I come into the training, man, and just kick balls away. Everybody's seen a player having a wobble, haven't they?
Yeah.
Kicking balls away and doing stupid stuff in training. But, mate, I tried to get a hold of Morgie after that as well.
Absolutely.
Nah, mate. I messaged him on Instagram.
Must have been shitting himself.
Messaged him on Instagram. Was that, mate? Phone me.
Me. Oh, big Craig Beattie does it to me every week.
Mate, we need to tell that. He called Beats Pewpead the other week and I came off training.
Are you a group of that?
No,
I came off training with a text to Beats saying, get that wee prick slaying to text me. Yeah. And I text him.
You don't want to get a bad side of Beats, mate. You seen him on the pads and
that? Oh, my God. No, but he says he loves you, mate.
I know, that's why. He's a great guy, Big Beats. We two are very close. But he's still got pewpeds, so. Can't help myself. Can I just ask you very quickly? On, what about the Sunderland documentary? How did the players like? Did they enjoy that coming out?
No, the players didn't like it.
That's what I thought, even with the Spurs coming out.
The worst thing was as well, see the first season, they had cameras everywhere. So like treatment room, canteen, everywhere. Dressing room, the lot. Just like wee ones on the wall. And then they never showed us it. So they cut it all right. And then the guy went like, lads, Netflix is going out next week. And we were like, hold on a minute here. Are you going to show us what's in it?
Yeah.
Because there's cameras everywhere. People can be talking about anything here, and we need to see what's in it. And they never showed us it. They just showed the first season. Second season was slightly more watered down.
Wasn't in the dressing room at that second season.
They didn't have cameras in the dressing room and stuff like the second season, but it's just, you see the amount of things that they missed out, and then it just shows you the way TV works, man. Mate, they can cut anything they want, man, to frame anybody they want and whatever narrative or agenda they want to suit.
Did
not get an agenda, Jenny.
That's what we did. So we did the same on this, cutting to make him look good.
Aye, not bad.
You are the star of the show, though, aren't you?
Really? He's a man.
Big Kevin Kyle was saying to me, though, that day in the park, he was like, I think the two lads are like, really enjoying the status and that now. You know,
I love it.
Up coffee shops in the West End all the time.
Yeah, we're living a dream, mate.
I love it, mate.
He took me for lunch actually the other day. He was going to get a normal lunch.
No, the two.
Let himself be swayed.
Mate, embarrassing. But the only good thing came for me. This is God's honest truth. I've got a date with a chilling woman. Woman for chilling.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable, innit?
It was unbelievable.
So, I don't want to say
too much. Where was it you went?
Eusebi's Daily,
innit? Yeah. Oh, Eusebi's, yeah.
Oh, it was amazing, mate.
Chilling.
Are you learning? So
how
chilling?
How did you?
What did he speak?
Spanish.
Oh, did he? Do you speak Spanish?
No. I understand a lot of Spanish because I'm a manager in Russia.
¿Cómo está?
Aye.
No bad.
Aye.
Where are you taking her? You
know what that means?
¿Cómo estás? No.
Aye. Pants down.
Where are you taking us, then?
I don't know, but I was actually just thinking about taking that UCB daily.
You thought I'd tell her what?
You know what, So how did you wangle the date?
Well, we were sitting.
I know what you've done, right? You've seen her, looked at her. Eusebi's Deli on Instagram, location.
That is what you
that message from the. Have you got the blue tick?
No, oh, man.
Mate, blue, but he's got the followers, isn't he? He's got the followers, you know what I mean? Balls.
See if you get the blue tick, mate. That's you.
Have you?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm private on Instagram. I'm not followed.
But I've followed you a few times and then.
He's patched it.
He's patched his.
No,
do you know what I do? But right, I follow you, right? See the next day, see you've no followed back, unfollow you, right? Then the next day, I follow you again, hopefully you see it, but I don't know if you've.
I swear to God, I've never seen it.
No.
So, no. Listen, I'll make a. I took my name off of it though, because then people can search you, and I'm just private. I can't be
private life.
This is the rank show if you want that. We're explosive. It makes explosive.
So wait, so how did you get in touch with her? Because you chatted to ask for her name on it.
Is that a private message?
Went back up. But what was going to see on Instagram, mate? Wait, didn't I say I messaged Instagram for the blue tick? So
you got a custard pie?
Oh my God, I said, so I put myself
influencer.
An influencer?
You're not an influencer,
I know, but what would you put myself into now?
You're sports doing pictures media? In car parks now, aren't you? He's doing pictures in car parks now, aren't he, man? I saw the influencers now.
There you go.
This isn't going anywhere, right?
No, see, to be fair, you probably get the blue tick, mate, if you actually speak to someone.
Philip Murray messaged me. Remember Philip Murray, weren't you?
Aye.
All right, mate, do you want a blue tick? I can get you on for a grand.
Mate, now, see, be fair, I genuinely, I know what...
No, you don't need it.
I don't want the blue tick.
You don't need it. Blue tick. Right, let's go.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.